What's up? This is Justin Silver. You're listening to me on Robert Kelly's podcast, You Know What, Dude, on riotcast.com.
Oh, my God. That was the worst. You're on, you're in show business.
What did you want me to say?
What?
You said you're listening to me on... What did you say? You're listening to me on...
Have fun with it. Do like your dogs. Pretend you're talking to dogs.
I'm trying to remember that riotcast.
Talk to dogs.
I'm doing it simple.
Look at the dogs.
I got you.
Hi,
what's
doggies
up? This is Justin Silver here on Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude, on riotcast.com.
Is that it?
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. Go roof roof at the all end. All right, Jersey, I'm coming back. Bananas, Hasbrook Heights, one of my favorite clubs. I'm going to be the 11th and the 12th. Bananas, Hasbrook Heights. And I'm also going to be at Comedy Works, upstate New York in Albany. That's the 18th and the 19th. Then I'm going to Tampa, Florida, Side Splitters on the 24th and the 25th. And then, and the 26th, I'm going to be there. And then at the end of the month, 31st to the 2nd, Gotham Comedy Club. Go to the website, my website, robertkellylive.com, to buy tickets, or use my app, Robert Kelly Live app, from the iTunes store to buy tickets. Yo, what's up, YKWD fans? The intro that you love to fucking hate. This show is fucking hilarious. It goes for two hours, 14 minutes. We had Louis J. Gomez. We had Louis Katz. Joe List, The Truth. Dan Soda. Justin Silver. Justin Silver is a funny comedian, but he's also mainly known for, all you people might know him from Dogs in the City, the CBS show. Gnome stopped in, the owner of the Comedy Cellar and the host of Live from the Comedy Cellar. We had Phil, 5 o'clock Phil, taking photos and videos. This show was crazy, man. It was crazy. A lot of stuff going on. I was trying to fucking corral everybody. Me and Justin worked through some shit. You know, phony shit, of course. I love the guy. But, Louis J. Gomez was tweeting some fucking hateful Jew stuff, and he got called on it. But again, another funny episode. This is this crew of guys that we had on is fucking hilarious. You know, if you don't laugh at this, I don't know, you're fucking dead inside. So I hope you enjoy this. Again, if you have any critiques, questions, anything at all, YKWD at riotcast.com. We get all the emails. You guys are great for sending them. So make sure you, even if you like the show, if you fucking hate it, whatever, you want to see more of somebody, or you want to see less of somebody, even me, just email us. Let us know what's up. And if you want to send anything to the show, like people have sent us the Patrice photo and the, you know, all kinds of shit, the Flood City sign and a bunch of other stuff, 676A, 9th Ave, number 424, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. Again, that's 676A, 9th Ave, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. If you want to mail us anything, that comes right to us, or anybody on the show. Just make sure you tell me who it goes to, and we'll make sure it gets to them. Thanks again for listening to the show. I hope you enjoy this episode. This is a long one, so fucking buckle in and enjoy YKWD. Dude.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
That mic is on, Phil. If you have anything to say, don't ever touch that again like that, though. It's for speaking, not tapping.
Phil.
Hi, Phil. All
right, man. Fuck this. Fuck it all.
Fuck it all.
Fuck it all. We're going.
Fuck it.
Fuck this. We're going right the fuck into fucking this.
List, you know what I called Bobby? Louis Katz and I were outside talking. I said, Bobby's like the RZA of the podcast world. He just gets like 12 people in a studio at once.
You know what I get shit for a lot? Anyways, welcome to You Know What Dude podcast. Hey. Blah, 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 blah. New year. No one died. World's
Bobby's
still going on.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look good.
You look. You look merry.
Pretty merry.
Joe looks like he runs a Christmas tree stand.
No, he looks like he should be in front of a Christmas tree shop with me. Yeah. I got a shit for bringing guy like not my peers, yeah, like Norton or Voss or Keith or, you know, those guys, my friends or whatever. I bring on young dudes. Yeah. I bring on
young dudes.
I bring on the young dudes.
Joe Liss is 54 years old. What are you talking about?
I started before Norton did.
I really am the Rick Chrome of fucking podcasts.
Come in, guys. I've got credits.
Hey, guys. Listen, I do the show, whatever, Tuesday nights usually, but you guys.
The heat is excruciating.
Will it
so
get me in the cellar? It's above the cellar.
The humming's gone. Did you hear that? Yeah, you know what that fucking noise was? A little baby $5 fan can fuck up a whole show.
Sounded like
we
a
just
generator.
Lost a fan.
All right. Take it in.
I like that
warming
one.
Up. Just warming up.
Like yeah, I get shit all the time. They're like, dude, won't you fucking... It's like, first of all, if I put all those guys on here, which I have them on, they don't want to do the fucking show. I'd love to have Norton, Colin, and Keith, and Voss, but that's something called tough crowd. They'd make me pay them. Probably Voss would be like, is it $1,200? I'll show up every Tuesday.
I want scale.
Yeah, can Bonnie come?
Yeah. Well, I like
yes, every- yes, for God's sakes, yes.
Every. I love every time you approach Keith downstairs, you're like, dude, you gonna do my podcast? He's like, oh, the podcast stinks, Bobby. I don't give a shit.
He's actually going to come on soon. But yeah, look, first of all, and I like having you guys on because you guys like doing it.
It's fun.
And I didn't know Louie.
Cats.
Right. Well, not, yeah, make sure you say cats. I don't yeah. want people to get excited. Yeah.
Louis. Louis. He's the chosen one, not the goy Puerto Rican that we bring on here.
Yeah, I mean, I love having these guys on. I love. No one would know how funny Louis J. Gomez.
No one knows how funny Louis J. Gomez.
Touche.
And Justin Silver.
Justin Silver from fucking We Like Dogs.
From Dogs Are Pretty Fun.
Must love dogs.
go to dogsanddudes.com, Justin Silver.
What's the name? I forgot the name of the show.
Dogs in the City.
Dogs in the City.
By the way, you see him deflate right there because you forgot the name of the show? He was like, he felt this big.
Dude, first of all, I'm just stupid. I don't know the names of shows. I forgot your name. But
it's Louis.
Louis.
Listen,
Louis.
Yeah, Dogs in the City.
Yeah.
And it's on CBS.
Right.
And it's got a second season.
I don't know. Right. We're waiting.
Oh, fuck. Isn't that the worst?
It's so, dude, they are fucking holding
forever. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into you and all your fucking your show and all your excitement and all the new stuff. And then we're going to get into how gay you and Louis really are.
Yeah.
But Joe List. I worked with Joe List once, right? Back in Boston. Heard all this stuff about
garbage
him.
Men.
Right. The movie Men at Work is based on this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who's Emilio?
I never sell a movie.
You can tell. Boy. You know what Kelly adds to the show?
Fake laughter.
No, I don't. evidently she unlocks the door. I felt like Fred Flintstone out here. I thought he was getting pranked. He gets locked out. The door was locked. All right.
That happens to Fred Flintstone.
What are you talking about? The beginning of every episode, you douche.
Fucking Christ.
That's the thing. He gets locked out. That's how it begins.
Listen to me. Do you understand how fucking mean the truth, when the truth comes out of people's mouths, how funny that is? As soon as I said that, you all had. You're never on the show when you had something to say. Everybody was like, absolutely nothing.
I'll tell you this. List,
tell us this.
In general, is just one of the funniest people to invite in a group of people. Well, he came over. We were watching football yesterday on January 1st. List comes over. Nate,
don't give dates, dude. Give dates. We're like those radio shows that are syndicated. We don't want you to know we're in fucking Indianapolis.
One time,
you can say Bob and Tom. That's what you're referring to. Yeah.
I go the other way. I went for the you have to figure it out joke.
Ah, sorry.
You just gave it to him.
Oh, sorry.
I don't feed them like goats.
Sorry. I don't think anyone listening knows. I don't think your crowd interconnects with the Bob and Tom crowd, right?
What are you saying?
I'm saying you're better than Bob and Tom. Okay.
Okay, what were you saying?
But I'm saying, Nate, Mike Vecchione, my roommate, and I are all watching football. List comes in, and within 3 minutes of sitting down on my couch,
right,
murdering the whole room. Right. Literally the point that I've heard Vecchione laugh in a way I've never heard him laugh before.
Here's the deal, though. I met Joe List, and I heard so much about him. Nick DiPaolo's guy. He was like, you know,
boyfriend,
and like,
oh. Yeah.
And I met him, and he worked for me, and I was thoroughly unimpressed. I swear to God.
Worked for you. I worked with you. No,
they literally
for
go,
you. What are you fucking?
We got this guy, Joe List, and I was like, there was three people I could have choose from, and I choosed him. I'm like, give me this guy.
Chose.
And I was like, let me, yeah, I heard a lot about him. And he comes in, and his personality, first time meeting Joe, you fucked. You got to meet Joe three times. You have to meet Joe. And then when he came in here, I met him a couple other times after that, real quick with you or DeRosa or somebody, and then he came in here. He's one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yeah,
yeah, it's because this is
funniest fucking guy ever.
I'm gonna cry here.
And I would have never known that if I had all my fucking shit friends on that don't give a fuck. I have you guys now. You guys are my friends.
Pound for
and
me.
And you know what? Mm. You're my friend, Joe. You're my friend, Louis J. Gomez. You're my friend, Dan.
Hey.
And you know what, Louis? Cats.
Louis,
cats, you're becoming a good person to me. Justin is my friend.
You're like a divorce guy who starts hanging out with like a younger crew of people. They bring them in, and it's like you branch out a little bit.
Where's the bandana?
So there's a bandana.
Get back to me.
Let's explain Justin a bandana.
There it is.
We'll explain this to you.
Something falls.
Yeah, don't tie that around one of your dog's necks either. Put that's the bandana, the bomb danner.
The bomb danner.
Oh, shit.
You don't whisper anything. Just talk.
He's asking Dan Soder for some coke.
I want to interrupt the thing.
Oh, okay. So anyways, I'm very happy with the crew of guys I do have on here because I like to expose people, my fans, to new comics, up-and-coming guys, guys you should know. And everybody I have on the show is fucking hilarious, whether it be a comic, an actor, or whoever the fuck it is. Last week on we had Ace Young from American Idol. Great guy. So fuck you. Okay. Fuck off. Next week, though, I'm having Colin Quinn on and none of you guys.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's one of those shows.
Studio joint.
Yeah. You know what happens, too, is when you guys, when I bring the big guys on, you guys clam up.
Yeah, I lock
you
up.
You fucking lock up.
I lock up like a motherfucker.
I don't lock up. I'm a real ass dude. Fuck your big guys. I'm afraid of fucking Colin Quinn.
I'm closer with Colin than I am with all you guys.
Really?
That's because you taught Colin, Colin the ropes.
I did.
I apologize.
I took him on the road.
Dan clams up.
I lock up.
Oh, Dan and Kelly fucking just stare at the guy's forehead. And
I interact.
Yeah, you interact, but everything they say, you agree with. You don't fucking
I'm
smash
corporate
it.
Dan and Robert. There's nothing wrong with that.
Side note, PU to Coke Zero. This is
fucking they're trying to get sponsorship
horrible.
For this show, please.
This is oh, my gosh.
You don't like Coke Zero? Oh. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Coke Zero.
Tastes like Louis' act.
Which Louis?
You felt like you're left
out. You got to do the cats.
That's Louis J.
Louis J.
That's Louis and that's Louis. You guys don't even know their fucking names.
All right, let's go around the room real quick. What'd you get for Christmas?
Well,
sorry about that. Hanukkah, do you get anything for Hanukkah?
What'd you get for Hanukkah?
I got a indoor bike trainer. I'm taking my bike on the indoors for winter, cancel my gym membership, biking inside.
Really?
Yeah.
Who gave you the indoor bike?
My mama.
Well, like
Forrest Gump?
Like the real expensive one?
The nice one.
The it's Tour like, de France?
It's like I put my regular bike that I use during summer, and I can put it on this thing, and somehow you change the gears, and it gets harder to ride on. So I cancel my gym membership. I'm watching movies indoors. It's nice.
It's the Tour de Israel. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Lewis, what'd you get besides a brand
a
new
child.
Baby?
Hey.
Here, here.
Congratulations,
here, here.
Lewis J.
I don't know. I killed him.
And a phone call from Big J? No, you didn't get that. Okay. Fucking congratulate you on your baby.
He didn't?
No.
He texted
wait a minute.
Me.
Wait
he texted
a minute.
Me.
Wait
texted.
The fuck the minute. Stop.
I don't have Big your number
J.
saved, Joe.
Big J didn't call you.
That was me.
Shut up. Big J didn't call you and congratulate you?
He might have called me. I don't know.
Shut the fuck up, real
He's
ass dude.
He's corporate danning.
Be a real ass dude.
He's corporate danning. He's not being a real
Listen
ass dude.
Listen to me, Jay is busy eating, okay?
Don't try to get out of this
First
with
of all,
joke.
Listen, do you all think right, Jay, do you think Jay is going to listen to the show if he's not on it? Don't worry about it.
Jay doesn't listen to it when he's on it.
Listen. Did he call you or did he not call you about your
baby?
He
did not call me. Bobby called me 5 times while I was in the hospital. Literally.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, because I give a fuck.
You're a good friend, bro.
I'm not a friend. I'm a guy that gives a fuck. It's a big difference.
Protecting if you need, your interests.
Big difference. If you need money, get the see ya. Hit the road, Jack.
Thank you for being a guy who gives a fuck.
So he didn't call you, man.
Nah, he texted me.
And Justin, you pissed about that.
Yeah, I just think it's shitty that he didn't call. I mean, yeah, he should have. Yeah, I think it's shitty that he didn't call him. I think it's shitty he didn't see the baby yet.
Justin came over and saw the baby.
I saw the baby in the hospital.
Yep,
the
first time it was born.
I saw it on Facebook.
I saw it. I went and saw it too. You weren't there, but I went in the hospital and saw it.
You're making out Beatrice.
Let me tell you. Oh, God, I would. Oops.
Oops. Keep those are inside thoughts, Bobby.
I saw her breastfeeding the other day.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
Fuck.
I mean, I didn't see anything, but it's like she was doing when I came in. It was, oh, yeah.
Do you know what a, listen, man, you know what a creep you are to say that out loud? I mean, I'm kidding, but you went, I saw her breastfeeding. Dude, you let your wife take a tit out in front of this fucking savage?
Well, first of all, I was kidding.
Right now.
All right, go ahead.
Have you tried the milk?
No, not yet, because she only has colostrum right now.
Oh, listen, he knows about all this shit.
Once the milk comes in, I'm going to make a milkshake out of it and drink it. I swear to God,
I am.
She has what right now?
Colostrum?
Yeah, shit.
Colostrum?
Colostrum is, for the first few days, they don't produce milk. They produce colostrum.
What is that? Like sperm?
It's like pre-milk.
Why wouldn't you drink that?
My girl comes out of her tits. It's pretty hot, dude.
Why would you not drink that if it came out of her tits?
I don't know, dude. It seems creepier to me to drink colostrum than milk.
It's just creepy to drink anything out of your girlfriend's tit.
I think the word you're looking for is awesome. What are you talking about?
Louis, you and your weird fucking bathhouse fetishes.
Hey, yeah, we went to a bathhouse together.
Was he riding an indoor bike in it?
Wait a minute, did everyone ignore the fact that Louis pretended to have a gym membership? Little fucking tiny.
have you seen his legs?
I'm actually quite in shape. Hang on one second. You are now.
Louis, you got to heat the mic. Where are you? Heat the mic so I can hear you.
How about that? Is that better?
Let me talk again.
More?
Yes. I got to turn you up because you have a very soft voice.
I'm very soft-spoken.
Yeah, you're very soft-spoken. Go ahead.
Dainty hands.
Louis. Louis got some built-ass legs.
Look at these tiny hands, bro.
I would say that besides Justin, I am in the best shape in this room.
What?
Yeah, yes. I'd agree with that.
Say besides Justin, besides Louis, I can knock everybody out in this room.
Okay. I didn't say that wasn't true.
You'd be tough, but I'd get you.
Dude, I'd have to be a boxer.
I'd have to suck at him. I'd be like, dude, I don't want to fight you.
That's got nothing to do with if you can take a shot or not. Yeah.
You know what I'd do? I'd hold a fucking knife to a cat's neck.
He's a dog guy.
I'm a dog guy. I'd be like, ha ha.
You don't like cats?
I do like them.
I do.
I like all animals.
I love that Justin has to be
An animal
corporate.
Guy?
No, he has to be corporate now.
I know.
He can't. This scumbag a year ago was just a piece of garbage.
No.
What? That's even fucking
no,
cool.
Don't a you piece fucking, of garbage?
Yeah.
Justin, I've seen you rape.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Dude, come on.
Come on, man.
Hey. Really?
Date rape, sorry.
Oh. Let me see a picture of the baby breastfeeding. Not that I want to see this because I'm having a baby, too.
No, okay. Really?
Cute baby.
So, Louis, you had the baby. Gorgeous fucking baby.
Thank you.
It came out, it looked like it's 6 months old. Like, I mean, it came out really done.
Oh, like full head of
overbaked.
Hair.
Overbaked.
No, but I know it was 10 days overdue, but it came out. Like when babies come out, they have that mushy little fuck you face and that little shitty wispy hair. His kid came out like it could talk.
That kid came out fucking gorgeous. Dude, I wish I had an ugly baby. I think it's hilarious if I could just hold up an ugly baby. Like, look at this fucking nasty thing and scare people with it.
Right.
But dude, this thing fucking came out gorgeous. It's ridiculous. Unbelievable.
And this is the only thing I can hope for is that it's gorgeous now and then slowly turns fucking atrocious.
Gets that Lewis post-apocalypse face.
Like he keeps that. No, he keeps the baby face his whole life.
I'm 18.
Bobby had the best line, dude. He called me up and he's like, yeah, dude, I hope your fucking kid's gay. I'm like watching the kid come out at this point. And I was like, dude, fuck you, bro. My kid's going to kick your kid's ass. He's like, your kid's not going to kick my kid's ass. I was like, he's going to choke at your kid. Bobby's like, yeah, he's going to try to choke him with his cock. And then my kid's going to kick his gay head.
I love that that's the phone call you took as the baby was coming out. You took Bobby's phone call.
Yeah, bro. You know what, dude? It's in my bio now. I'm not even lying.
At least I fucking called. Mm-hmm. Unlike your good friend Big J. Mittens McGee can't fucking
Mittens McGee.
All right, give me the bandana. First of all, put it on. You know, give it to me. Wrap it around the thing.
Now.
You got to wrap it around the thing.
Yeah, you got to tie it around. Yeah.
That hey, where's little
the,
thing.
Where's
that's
the bottle
it?
Opener.
I get
the
punished
bottle
like
opener.
That.
Yeah.
Louis, check Louis's asshole. I guarantee Louis took it home and stuck it in his ass. Where is the bottle opener?
I brought that back international waters.
It's in the thing, man. It's in where the bottles are.
I was told it was going to be on display. The whole thing.
So did.
Oh, boy. You got a nice chili cock bottle opener. Look at that. that.
Right. Look at that.
Justin, calm down. Calm down.
Like, if I was... Look, can I just say something real?
Oh, yeah.
If I was going to take a dick, that would be the dick I'd take.
This is a good, but
that one wouldn't be that bad.
It's a kind of a thick cut.
It's a little thick, but I would take... That would be a perfect size. Like, right there, right when it ends.
Nope, I'd have to take a smaller butt.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the length is good. The girth is much. Are we taking mouth or asshole?
Length, I'm cool with.
First of all, Joe, you cannot fit that in your mouth. Just poke him in the teeth.
Yeah. Kink. Yeah, you'd have to blow Lewis's kid.
Joe's jailproof.
Joe's jailproof.
Ironically, Joe has a gigantic asshole, though.
I was just thinking about this. Everything I've ever eaten my entire life has had cheese on it. I take little dart shits. I got a bad. You couldn't penetrate with me the dick, mouth or ass.
So I'm saying you're prison proof.
I take teeny little shits.
Really?
It's horrible. I got to stop eating cheese.
You take rabbit shits?
No. They're long and thin. They're like
I eat cheese. I don't
darts.
Have that problem.
Oh, is it a lot of little small thin ones?
No, it's just like a long, like a. It's like a pencil,
like a Play-Doh spaghetti string.
I just shit number two pencils.
That might be cancer, dude.
Whoa, guys.
Do you think that really?
Yeah.
No, don't do that to Joe. Now he's going to fucking be psycho for weeks.
You know the word colostrum. Everyone's taking fucking medical advice from me now.
I'm Lewis. Meconium? I'm your doctor. He's like Dr. Nick on The Simpsons.
I'm going to do surgery on you.
So I still like how sincere Louis asked, why doesn't he eat his wife's tit cum?
Why would you? Unless you tried it and it tasted bad, why would you not suck something out of a tit?
I would suck something out of a tit. All right, I mean, not that, you know.
Yeah.
No, well, I liked it.
Have you tried breast milk before?
Why did you try breast milk?
My friend, my comedy
That's
friend.
That's illegal.
There used to be a restaurant that used to sell it, and that is illegal. They got shut down.
Yeah.
But this was from a friend. If a friend gives you breast milk, you can try it.
Why did your comedy friend had breast milk on them?
Well, they were married. It's a comedy couple, and they had breast milk in the fridge. I tried some. It's very sweet. It's delicious.
Really?
What was
the restaurant that tried selling it?
It was one in the East Village. They had to shut it down. Then you can like make appointments with them, but you have to like meet the guy on the corner. They'd make like
and
breast
so did
milk
you
cheese.
Suck
and
all it
stuff?
Out of the tit, or did they
squeeze
it into a bottle?
It was in a bottle in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
So you went there for breast milk. Is this a thing?
No. I didn't go to the restaurant.
You're into it?
I got it from a friend, and it was delicious. And yeah, I would be into it, but I wouldn't seek
why?
It out. But I'd be
why,
into
why,
it.
Why are you into that? I've never heard of that.
I can't believe I have to explain it.
You should. Weird.
Would you ever knock up a girl just to get her breast milk?
Yeah. No. Come on, man.
It's
look
not
at
fucking,
the long term.
Dude, it's not fucking 1% we're talking about. You get it at the deli.
No, it's way richer and sweeter.
Yeah, it's from a fucking mom who needed that for a kid. And then there's a Jew on a corner on a bike sucking it down.
A Jew on the corner on a bike.
Yummy, yummy.
I'm not stealing it out of the mouth of kids. I'm saying.
You are. You're taking out a Puerto Rican baby's mouth. You rich Jew.
Stealing breast milk. That'd be so evil to steal it from the babies. I don't know. Don't both the titties have milk?
I found this out, that the titty, it's not one hole. It's a bunch of little tiny holes. If you squeeze the nipple and the milk comes out, it's like 20 streams of pure magic to Louis.
Yeah, this
Louis.
Sounds great.
A delicatessen.
It sounds incredible.
You know what? You're kind of making me
I just imagine
now.
Louis sitting in a leather chair with a cognac glass full of tit milk.
I see him going to the back room of B&H and going, come here, back here.
Yeah. My friend, do you want the tit milk? Come back here.
Was that your fucking Jewish accent?
Yeah. Wow.
No, it was an Indian voice. Why?
B&H is a bunch of Jews.
I don't know what B&H is. I'm a goy.
Everyone knows what, come
on. No, not everyone knows what B&H is.
Everyone in the room knew what B&H was.
My friend Paul Odo had a good joke. He goes, that place is like a different planet. It's like Jupiter. Paul Odo. Nail that to Paul Odo. I'll take the bandana for him.
And I just learned what I know what H&H is.
What's that?
Also
bagels.
Jews.
I thought that was the sugar company.
I don't know.
No, H&H is bagels. That's where Kramer worked, remember?
So, you know, can I just say something about Louis J. Gomez? I know that everybody gives him shit for being a fucking, you know, not the brightest pumpkin in the patch.
Nobody gives me shit for
well,
that.
Not in front of your face, but we talked behind your back about that.
Psychopath.
Yeah. My IQ is so high.
But he said the most, I can't believe he said it. People have been telling me when the baby comes out, guys try to explain it to you, like, oh, dude, it changed your life, and it's so, like, fucking, you know, whatever.
Vague and overblown.
Yeah, it's just like
generic.
I don't. You go like this, oh my God, yeah, but you really don't get it. He affected me. He put it together so beautiful. I've never heard somebody say what Luis J. Gomez says. It was so poetic.
Retarded sage.
He said to me, he goes,
Bobby, this baby came out of my girl's pussy.
Listen, he said, repeat what you said to me.
No, it was fucking, it was,
don't say fucking, say it the way you said. Don't be a fucking egghead.
Be
bro.
Charming, Luis.
Say it the way you said it.
All right, what happened was, I was watching.
Look at me and say it.
What happened was they pulled the baby out of my girl.
Talk slower.
You know what? Forget it. He's going to fuck it up because he's an asshole.
No. They did. They pulled it out of her.
Don't say pulled it out. Say the baby. Oh, God.
The baby was born. Okay.
The baby was being birthed.
He was birthed. He cried for probably 3 seconds. They put him on her chest right away. Right. And I saw my kid stop crying, make eye contact with my girl, and fall in love with her immediately. And it was like the craziest fucking thing.
He really butchered his own beautiful fucking.
Because I didn't practice it, Bob.
Because you're a.
What did he say?
Dumb. He said to me, he goes, let me tell you something, man. It was amazing to me. I've never seen anything like it. The baby's coming out. There's blood. It's crazy. The baby's going nuts. Its face is all crinkled up. It's crying. It's really just losing its mind. And then all of a sudden, they wrap it up in this blanket. They put the baby, my son, on my girl's chest. It slowly opens his eyes, looks up to my girl, and it's the most amazing thing. You get to watch your son fall in love with his mom.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that was
what
beautiful.
The fuck? Hey, that's what you said, but a fucking ape. You can only say it once.
That's why I'd say it's like
the difference in the movie that I just watched was like a 3 from you and a 10 from Bobby. You really suck, Luis.
Bobby nailed that audition.
He really nailed it.
Bobby's going to play Luis in the reenactment of the birth.
Everyone thinks I'm weird because I'm in love with my mother. But
it was crazy. The baby came out, and I was like, whoa.
They're like, cut. We need this to be real, right. Bobby. Bobby, we need you to play this real.
Listen, I got it. Okay,
we're doing a buy-up on Luis J. Gomez.
Right. Yep, I know him. Okay,
and I know you've done a lot of research, but if I can just, as your director,
yes, sir.
If I can just tell you this,
yes, sir.
Can you ramp up the fucks?
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
I'm also really. Yep. I want you to scale back the emotion,
right.
And kind of just play a dumb ignorance.
Okay. Ready?
All right. You guys ready to take this?
Let's go.
Marsha, you're playing Beatrice. You're doing great, honey. I'm gonna need you to do that smile one more time. And action.
Fucking wow. This fucking leg. I want to wrestle it. Can I bite its foot? Fucking. I'm
all right,
kidding.
Cut. Bobby, you're going too far away. I think you've got the essence
right,
of
okay.
what Luis
yep.
is.
Mm, yep.
But this time, let's try to get the lines in there.
Right.
Not too much improv.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to give a fuck right off the bat, and then I'm going to go into it.
Yes,
okay?
Perfect.
But then I'm going to kind of fade out, because sometimes he fades out into like a, you know what I mean? Just
you
to give
what?
A little subtext of where his brain is.
That's perfect.
It's not really there all the time.
Let me check with the producer. Producers.
Okay,
Leo?
Yeah,
that works great.
All right, Leo, what's up, buddy?
Okay.
Tonight, Zanzibar.
Okay, stop.
All right.
All right, ready? All right, we're speeding. We got sound? Great. And action.
Fuck. The baby came out, and the doctor grabbed it and wrapped it in a fucking towel. And it was crazy. Its face was mangled and roughed up and looked like it was in a 5-rounder with John Jones. And then he put the baby on my wife's chest.
Wait, cut.
What?
Keep it going for Keanu Reeves, everybody.
Yeah. Cut. You know they're not married.
Yeah, they are not married.
You
that's going to be
you're right.
That's going to be a source of tension later in the movie.
That was
so I'm going to need you.
I fucked up. My
you're right.
Can we take it right from there?
And one last note.
Yes.
I think you've got I think you've got the attitude
right.
As far as the inflection,
yeah.
You're doing a little too cholo for
right.
me.
A little cholo. All right, bro.
So scale it back.
Let me just try this a little bit.
Remember, both your parents are dead. You've lived in hotels.
Yes. And dirty fingernails all the time.
All the time. You've banged some of the grossest things on the planet.
Right.
But now you're in love. Right. And the woman you love just had your child. All right? There we go. Right. Great. And hold on. Bobby, hold that. Speeding. Sound, all right, and action.
Fuck.
It's called Real Ass Dude. It'll be out in theaters next spring. Real Ass Dude, the Luis J. Gomez story.
Dude, this sounds like an amazing movie, first of all. I'll tell you right now.
I'm really fucking, I really want to talk about Luis's kid, but I can't get over that this fucking.
Louis can't.
Louis can't. No, I know that. That Louis can't. You like breast milk, and you're trying to sell it like it's no thing. Like you, like we're in Guatemala,
guys. It's a cultural trip.
Does anyone here not like to suck on titties?
I love sucking on titties. I don't want milk.
If there was something delicious that came out of that titty, why would you not drink that?
Because I like to suck a titty to make my dick harder.
Dude, if milk came out of a tit, I would throw up on her pussy.
You'd have to go all the way
Louis
down.
Pays high dollar to do that. She's like, what do you want, sweetheart? Suck my tit and you're going to boff all over my pussy? Louis's like, yes, that would be very nice.
Do you understand? If you suck on a chick's tit and milk comes out, she just had a kid from someone else.
Or she's blessed or something. What? Talented, you know? I don't know.
Blessed? Why is that blessed?
I knew a dude, a gay dude, who hooked up with another guy.
I know
he
you
lacked
did.
Man lactated.
I know. I had a friend who lactated. This kid, Milky. Yeah. I'm not joking. We had a friend named Milky.
Yeah.
Portuguese
kid.
John
Cena made a movie about him.
There's no.
Yeah.
Milky? Did you have to give him such an obvious nickname?
Sounds like a Little Rascal character. Ah, that's old Milky. He shoots milk out of his nipples.
Tell me the main difference between breast milk that you buy on the corner or regular milk.
Breast milk is very sweet.
It's Ooh. Sweet.
Very sweet. It's
really?
Very, it's and it's thicker, you know. It's not like low fat. It's like a thicker, sweeter.
When was the last
milk.
Time you had it?
I only had it once, but it was delicious.
When was it?
Mid 2000s. It was a good time.
Hang on one second. What are you doing?
No, I saw that.
I was looking at the pictures you was taking.
I was waiting to hear that.
Phil, you ever show anybody the pictures on this thing again during the show, I will fucking smash your camera and buy you a new one on Tuesday. This fucking, you cocksucker.
I don't like he was self-editing his.
You don't
listen. No, I was looking at everybody.
Bro, delete that.
First of all, you don't get to look at your cell phone, never mind the photos he's taking.
I'm just kidding.
Fuck him.
All right.
And anybody else who ever asked you to do that.
This is how we tell people rules? It's like this angry?
Yeah, this is how we do it. Yeah.
Usually Kelly does it.
Yeah.
Mate, if you couldn't look at the pictures, sign your name. Just your name.
Just your name.
Just your name. I'm coming unglued. I'm going to text you 40 times just to see if you want sugar in your coffee. I'm going to write you an email that's 14 pages long and then tell you about my problems at the end of it.
I can't do voices, but... Also, I'll put the word Darl in there.
Oh, we got to have an intervention with her.
What's that word?
Darl.
I don't know.
The shortened form of darling.
I love that he tapped out of a voice.
I
can't do voices, but I'm getting in on this.
Every time I try to do a voice, it comes out pirate. That's all I can do.
Try an Australian voice.
Hello, I'm Kelly.
That's better than mine.
All right, I can't
try to do Lewis.
Lewis, oh, I got a baby.
Do Justin.
Hey, baby. I don't know. You're just pretty typical dogs. I don't know.
Dogs.
What? I
what
speak
the
dog.
Fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that was really good.
I do a great Justin.
Yeah, that was amazing. I thought that was him.
Hi, I don't like dogs. I like dudes.
That's a good Justin.
Yeah, that was a good
What's
a
funny
great.
Is they both do each other's voices.
Pretty yeah, well. I know, because they both done each other. The fucking hotel room presenting.
It turns us on. It's like, Justin, do me.
Justin, have you ever heard that podcast we did about you and Lewis?
I showed it to him.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a clip from him.
You showed what?
My dick.
I saw a clip from it on what is it, on YouTube, you showed me?
Yeah, I showed the YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, well,
I think it's funny. That story.
Oh, it was a funny, yeah, hilarious story.
You guys are 3 seconds away from rubbing weenies together. Yeah,
3 seconds.
It wasn't quite that.
You were naked in a bed with another man as a joke for a half hour.
Nah, it wasn't a half an hour.
All right, how long was it?
45 minutes.
Not long enough.
Whenever someone tells a story, it's like, dude, I was beating the shit out of this guy for 5 minutes. Like, for 5 minutes, you were doing...
I love how you manned it up, too,
you know,
though.
Fucking, you know, like...
I was beating the shit out of a guy.
I was fighting six dudes at once.
When you're telling a story,
really,
time is always exact. If it was five minutes maximum...
Can I tell you why? I'm going to tell you why it was
but it's
like, does
that
it's not 5 minutes.
Hang on.
But what's that change the story?
Don't, gay boys, don't argue.
When Jay...
Don't talk over each other.
And you can confirm this with Jay. When Jay takes a shit, he smokes like 3 cigarettes while he's taking a shit.
He's got that weird process.
It's a 20-minute process, dude. He was in the bathroom for at least 20 minutes.
What the fuck is going... Why did you leave that out of the story?
No.
He's got this process with his... He's telling it on stage how he has specifically cleans his asshole.
Who smokes when they shit?
You've never done that?
Never.
That's right out, dude. It's the greatest treat you can give yourself.
How long do you shit for? I'm like...
I don't know.
I'm down and up.
A nice 10-minute...
10 minutes?
Naked.
Justin, my legs would fall off.
Just that's because your asshole's been used so much, the shit just falls out in 1 second.
Give me the bandana.
Bandana. Give him the bandana.
Oh, sorry.
Listen.
Yeah, there's nothing...
Hang on, I need a silence after that one. Hang on, just 5 seconds of nothing.
All right, yeah, that's probably gonna appropriate.
Oh God, that sucked.
That was to Justin's point. That was not 5 seconds. That was like one Mississippi.
Sorry, but when you retell the story, it'll be 5 seconds. A nice naked dump while you're smoking a cigarette. It's one of the
best
things.
You get fully naked when you shit.
Yeah,
you can stand up.
I don't understand that.
That's a dude that's not fat, because fat guys, we don't want to sit down and scrunch up and look at our fat in the mirror in the bathroom.
Dude, true.
You get a lot of leg room. You can move around.
No, fat guys would like to shit naked.
You can move around.
How it is?
You can't move with your pants down?
Yeah, you're locked up. You're locked up at the ankles.
Dude, I'm at the point right now where I pulled a bicep muscle wiping my asshole, and I have to unhinge my shoulders to button my pants.
What are you, Mel Gibson?
Like
fucking,
like Mel Gibson. Yeah, cocksucker. You have a step in my jug again.
We might need two bandanas.
I really was slow rolling that Mel Gibson line, and you went like, Mel Gibson?
Double
what
Dutch
you.
Yeah.
What are you, fucking Kelly? Like, Mel Gibson? La, 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 la.
Well, she would know that reference, but that's it.
Yeah, she would.
She also hates Jews.
What?
Huh?
Wow. Oh,
Kelly does hate Jews.
Oh, make no, that band.
Let's start it. Come on, let's start it. It'll be fun.
You've been doing a lot of Jew hate on your Facebook page, I've noticed lately. At first there was that, and then the baby kind of, yeah, you, Louis.
Me?
Yeah, yeah, a lot of Jew jokes out of nowhere.
What do you mean? There's no hate involved in those jokes. They're just jokes.
Well, they're not funny, though.
Oh!
Oh!
And that's from a Jew.
Yes. See, like that. No, that was actually pretty funny.
Hang on one second.
They're just my feelings and my opinions.
I just got news, some good news.
Oh, boy.
We have an order of titty milk coming in for Louis.
Got a gallon of tit milk.
I got nothing. Forget it. It's bad.
Tit milk by the gallon.
Why, you doing racist stuff on your Facebook?
No, not really.
Are you
I
really
say?
Offended, dude?
I was just, it was like something. It was, no, I'm not really
no,
offended.
I said
I'm
was
offended.
At a Christmas brunch with two Jewish lesbians, which was the least Christian thing I could do. That's what I wrote.
That doesn't sound like what you wrote. It was something like
oh, yeah, kill
Jews,
the
Jews at brunch or something like that, or just Jews. Like,
look it up.
Dirty Hebes eating breakfast.
Did you not
but
think it was funny?
It's lunchtime.
It was just something about it was something about the word Jews.
You look really.
Like,
you look angry about it now.
I'm not that angry.
About
oh. it. Yeah. If I was angry about it, I furrow a lot. I tend to furrow. I have a very expressive face.
I was going to say, this is the first time I've seen you furrow in the half an hour we've been sitting here.
It's been joyful, and now there's some furrow.
I like when you furrow.
Jewy way to say joyful.
You're being very Jewy.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Do you furrow when you drink baby's milk?
No, I relax. I unfurrow.
Really?
He does an eyebrow twitter.
Completely unfurrow.
I guarantee it, when he becomes a successful
accountant.
Hey. Do you understand the timing of that funny? I literally had to go and someone had to go funk.
You tried to you had to oop it. You oop me.
It
you
was
tossed
an
it up and
that was a fucking nice pass from bird to
there's
Paris.
A human
to
in front of the refrigerator.
Don't yell at me, bro.
You're like pointing me like I just get a beer. I'm just gonna stick my
hand. Stop being such a fucking Jew.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Isolate
like
that audio. That's... He doesn't have a career.
Actually, you could just.
Fine, just take this career.
Just
now.
He doesn't have a career.
If he was gonna fight out of the basement.
What are you talking about? I just headlined Caroline's 2 weeks ago and killed.
On a Tuesday.
Did anybody
at
show
7
up?
O'clock.
No, it's not till next week, but I'm pretending
it's
the
shit.
Podcast.
Yeah, well, this podcast. No, this podcast is coming out next week, dum dum.
Oh, okay.
So you can actually promote it.
Okay, cool. Caroline's.
It's coming out on Monday. Do you even know the show that you've been on every fucking week? No, you don't even listen to it, do you?
I'm sorry. See me at Caroline's January 8th, 7:30 p.m.
So anyways, all right, fuck all this. I want to go to Justin for a minute.
Just one minute. You promise?
Yes. Thank God. Well, everybody knows you as Joe DeRosa's friend.
No.
Joe
DeRosa just refers to me as my friend Justin every time.
He really does.
TV.
I don't understand why he does that.
He's like, oh, my friend
my
Justin.
My friend Justin. It's like, I know him. Shut the fuck up.
If
I know who
I've
he is.
I've known you longer than I've known Joe.
That's what I told him. I go, Joe, just say Justin. I get it.
If Justin didn't have a TV show, Joe would refer to him as a guy I know named Justin.
If he didn't have a TV show, he'd just be like, some guy.
I don't know.
Yeah, he wouldn't fight.
Some guy that walks up and talks to me.
That's true. Joe is a fucking climber. he only but he climbs up the wrong he climbs up the wrong people. so you have a show on CBS.
Yeah.
You started off with Funny for Fido.
Which
you still do. Of course, you still do. And
which I wanted you to do this year, but you were busy with the book.
No, I was available. You never called me back, dum-dum.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You called me. He called
Hash
me.
It out.
I'm going to tell you. Look, we want to talk about real-ass dudes. You're looking at the fucking original real-ass dude.
Uh-oh. Lewis,
I'm so real, I don't have to say I'm real anymore. People just know that I'm a real
You don't own the domain name, realassdude.com.
Bobby, where'd you go? Wait, where'd you go during the when the hurricane was happening?
Where'd I go?
Yeah.
I hid inside.
Were you here?
Yeah.
I hid inside.
Why?
Because I'm trying to remember. Honestly, I'm trying to remember. I'm like, wait, it was during the hurricane. I had to like book it while the hurricane was going. I was like, shit, I don't want to fucking.
No, here's what you said. This is what happened, all right? This is what you did. You called me up one day, and I'm going to. This I have an issue with this, too. This is
Do you really?
Talk about. Yeah. Listen, ready?
Really?
You called me up. I'm on O&A, and I haven't heard from you in a while. And he calls me up out of the blue, and I see. I answer, hey, what's up, Jess? What's up? I'm blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, dude, listen, man. I'm doing the food for Fido and but I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, yeah, dude. I definitely do it. I'm filming a show.
Right, you were filming the show.
I go,
and you had the
show,
book coming out,
and I got this thing. But he goes, well, I got a show too, dude. That's what you said.
What are you talking about?
I got a show.
What do you mean? I never said that.
Absolutely.
Without you go like, no, in certain terms, no.
I'll remember. This is what I said to you. I go, dude. I go, dude, I wasn't saying that to say that I have a show. I'm just telling you that I really have. I go,
what are you
and I said this.
About?
I go, dude, I'm very happy for you.
Right.
I go, dude, you remember I'm saying this. I didn't make this up, dummy. You said this to me.
Absolutely
you said,
not.
Yeah!
Conflict.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Am I?
Yeah, you're out of your fucking mind. If
now.
You don't think I fucking, I don't make shit up, dickhead. You said to me,
fighting
this is what you said
a
to
red
me.
Corner.
You said,
was I kidding?
I don't know.
But you're making it sound like I'm being like, well, I have a show. Like
this is what
like
you said to me. This is what you said to me. You go, I have a show too, dude. I go, dude, I know. I'm not saying because of that. I'm very happy. I go, Justin, I'm very happy
Time
for
out.
You.
Guys.
And you go, well, all right, dude. I just want, and then we moved on.
Guys,
but
you're friends. You're friends.
Time out, guys.
I don't recall that.
If we're going to do
you
this.
You said it.
If we're going to do this.
You said it.
Can I give the proper intro to this argument, please?
I love
yes,
it.
Can. Go ahead.
Fighting out of the blue corner.
You know what? Can I say, though?
What's that? Red?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fighting out of the red corner from Boston, Massachusetts, by way of Manhattan, New York. He stands 6 feet tall.
What do you
wish? 5 foot eight.
5'8 1/4.
5'8 1/4. Weight unknown. He is the mouth of Beantown.
The Hammer.
Robert the Hammer Kelly.
Nothing.
In the blue corner from Queens, New York. Justin.
I don't even give him the weight.
Justin the Bark Silver.
I don't know. I had to do something with dog. I filmed that one. I'll take that one.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow,
you
were doing so what good, the
man.
Fuck,
my
dude?
My dick went limp.
You couldn't even think of it. A dog
I was,
thing?
I was going to do a dog thing.
You
but
the leash.
Mine was amazing.
The leash?
The leash is better than the bark.
What about sexy eyebrows? What about Justin's sexy eyebrows?
No.
Anything. Good looking.
El Guapo?
El Guapo?
Justin.
El Guapo Silver.
He'd definitely have tassels on his boots.
God damn, man.
I know.
What? That was a fucking failure.
It's right there.
Go
so
ahead.
Back to your fight.
Go ahead.
I don't remember. I don't. You know what? I don't recall that I would ever play like a one-upmanship game with
it
you.
It was weird, dude. It was.
I was
weird.
I was probably joking then.
Okay.
Maybe
well,
I was probably because I would never be that. Well, blah, blah, blah. That's
I
not,
think
I'm not like that.
You were very. It was, dude.
I was probably joking.
It
then you
threw
me.
I went, whoa. I literally had to go, whoa, dude. I'm not saying that. To
you know
me.
What? You know what? Then you misinterpreted without a doubt. And I was trying to. I was.
It's your
you.
Fault,
because I don't think we don't have that relationship even.
No, not at all.
No, at all.
That's
so,
why it threw me.
Yeah.
I went. I
that's,
went
why, that's why it's throwing me that you're even saying that. I was like, I wouldn't say.
Yeah,
that
but this is what
Bobby.
Throws me is that you said that you didn't say it and it did happen.
If I did, then I was joking.
But here's what this is what I don't get in life is that I remember it clear as fucking day.
I don't.
And I have a shitty memory. And I don't understand why you don't.
Here's why.
Can you
I'll tell
never
you why.
Do the finger thing to me again?
Oh,
I know you. I know some publicists taught you how to do that. I get it.
No, I don't need media training.
You've never.
I don't need media training.
I'm not your fucking. I'm not a silky terrier dick fucker.
Because in my, okay? Here's why.
You shut. You don't ever use your hands to me again.
Here's
I'll fucking box.
Now what?
Because if
what
I was because if I was
shot.
Joking, I wouldn't recall. Yeah. What you're recalling is how odd the odd
okay.
Intention that I would have.
Yeah. No.
Right?
I'm glad.
So that's what
you're
calling. So if I was joking. I wouldn't recall that because I was like,
just
I don't
like,
have any.
Well, here's what
Bobby, stay.
Here's what aggravated me.
Bobby,
roll
sit
over.
Down.
Because I said, dude, absolutely.
You know, I remember.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
I said, absolutely, dude. I'll definitely do it. Let me know what's up. He didn't have specifics. So I was
like,
dude. I
didn't have any.
I go, dude, I'm filming this. I'm doing the pilot and I'm doing the book tour, stuff like that. But I said, yes. If I am around, I will fucking do it. Never got a phone call again.
I apologize.
But let me finish. So that means, and he said, all right, dude, I'll call you. I'll let you know what's up. Never got a phone call. Food for fucking fighting for Fido happens.
Don't curse about it. We save animals, and you've done it before, and you killed on it.
That doesn't mean I can fucking say fucking fuck. I'm from Boston.
Guys.
But food, funny for Fido happened without me.
You put food
in. Who did you replace him with?
You just keep adding food in.
Who did you replace Bobby with?
Yeah, I'll tell you who I booked it. I didn't replace anybody with anybody.
Well, you told me I was on it. You said I could do it. You asked me if I could do it.
I guess I thought that you had, like, because of the movie and the book, I'm like, that you were busy.
I have a CBS thing.
When somebody calls you, listen, man, when somebody calls you and say, you want to do it, and they go, yes, I'll do it. I have some stuff, but just let me know. Whatever, if I can do it, I'll do it. And you go, yes, I'll call you. Cool. Thank you. I'm on it.
All right. I made a mistake then.
Bobby, I've never even
apologized.
Asked.
I made a mistake. I apologize.
Yeah, but who'd you have on it?
Who did it this year was...
there's three comics. I'm acting like you don't remember.
Lauren Holstein.
Yeah, I don't like this new Justin.
I'm gonna fucking.
I have so much going on that I don't remember.
No, I think. Who was on this show? Amy.
Someone taught him that too. That's an LA. That's a Hollywood thing. Look,
what
man.
Hollywood. What
exactly?
Hollywood shoot a show
exactly.
About my real life here in fucking New York.
Just answer the question.
Nikki opened it.
Nikki Glaser.
Mickey Six from Motley Crue.
Okay. There you go.
Six from Motley Crue.
There you go. Go ahead.
Justin and Lucy got that one.
Go ahead, Josh. Who else?
That's Judo.
That's a real ass
dude. Sherrod.
Yep.
DC. Mm-hmm. And Colin.
DC Benny?
Yeah, and Colin.
And Colin Quinn.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
what do you feel, replaced by someone?
That's no, that,
DC Benny specifically.
Yeah. No.
Here's the deal.
I think I must have misinterpreted.
There's no misinterpreting.
Why would I want you on it?
Misinterpret the word yes.
You fucking killed it last time you were on it. I love having you on it.
Here's the deal. You call me to get on it.
You're
I said yes,
on fire.
And then you never called me back. And then you put on these other people.
And you forgot that
you
insulted
called
them.
And you fucking you called them back to make them. You didn't just call them and go, hey.
Oh, and Judah. Judah was on it.
You already said that.
I said Judah.
And you're a Jew.
Whoa.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. yeah, so there you go. That's what happened.
I like Lewis has been on fire over here for like
Thanks,
the past
buddy.
5 minutes.
We do it next year?
Yeah, we're recording. We got it.
Okay. Well, you guys are screaming at each other. I don't think he had a lot of great lines that didn't get acknowledged.
Well, they got acknowledged.
Yeah,
we laughed.
We
laughed.
We were fighting.
You guys
were
fighting.
I'll record this. That's I'll fucking
laughing.
Rewind this cocksucker.
No,
right
don't
now.
Do that. Bobby,
no,
don't. We have momentum.
Hasn't been recording.
Oh, no. We're recording. I just need keep talking, guys.
Okay.
Hey. So listen, dude. Next year, Bobby is not even going to get a first phone call. All right?
I don't recall this.
I recall.
I don't like that. Yeah, he's like fucking, like we're accusing him of killing Kennedy. I don't recall.
I don't know where I was, sir.
I have no, I plead the fifth.
The day was foggy.
The Jews did kill Kennedy, though.
You sounded busy. I needed a lockdown.
Oof.
You didn't have a lockdown. You didn't have a date.
I know. I didn't even know if I was going to do it because of the hurricane.
Look, I don't like when people call me and go, do you want to do this? And then they don't call me back. That's all I'm saying. That's pretty fun, right?
He didn't ask me to take photos either.
You didn't ask him to take photos?
He didn't ask me to take fucking photos.
Brian Friedman.
Wow.
Oh, another Jew. There we go.
Hollywood. That's what happened. Fucking Hollywood. He's all Hollywood now. Around a couple years ago, he's lying naked with a guy. He's a fucking down-to-earth guy. Lie naked and jerk off.
With a real-ass dude.
That's why I'm Hollywood, because
yeah,
I lie naked with guys.
That's how you get ahead in Hollywood. You got to lie naked with a dude.
Yeah, with Lewis.
He really does have all the Hollywood answers. He really does. I can't recall. I don't remember. Did I say that? I must have meant something else. Fuck you, Justin. Now I hope your show gets canceled. So you'll just for you, not for us, for you, so you can be you again.
I am.
And then the show gets picked up when you learn your lessons of life. So that you're not a fucking dick shit.
Good storyline. Good story.
Thank you, man. I want the success to come back, but after you learn.
What an episode this is. This is spicy.
So let's explain what your show is for people that don't know what it is.
All right.
Well, now they hate him. We couldn't have explained the show before.
Believe me, more people hate me on my fucking podcast than they hate Justin. Trust me.
Yeah, but they hate you for having him on. Us on. I mean, but I said you, but you get it. It was a callback to earlier. Sorry.
It was better.
I'm on your side in this. I hate Bobby.
Wait a minute. Let me turn your mic down. So go ahead. What's the show about? Tell people what the show is about.
I've been working with dogs for as long as I've been doing comedy for like 10 years. And
This is what blew me away, too, is I didn't know you worked with dogs.
How did you not know that?
Because Joe, your friend, Joe DeRosa, I knew you were a dog. You walk dogs, but I didn't know. I mean, you think somebody who walks dogs, you got to know about dogs, but you don't think somebody knows that much about dogs.
Right.
I mean, you walk them. There's around 8 dogs, and you know, and you're like, all right, whatever. This guy's making, but you don't. You actually know shit.
Yeah.
You know how to fucking.
Yeah.
And you went over Lewis's house.
Oh yeah.
We and worked with his twice dog now, recently. 2 sessions, dude.
And you've.
Well, it was a session. I came to see the baby.
Well, yeah, but you did.
You did a session with his wife. No, you did some milk grabbing. Is that what they call it? What do they call it?
No, Lewis? I've been working with dogs for a while.
All right, give me the. No?
Nah, give him the bomb in.
No.
Nah,
being right.
Liberal on this one.
I kind of saved it at the end when I brought it back. Nothing? All right.
I like Dan having it. He's got a lot going on in his career. Let him have the bandana. He's fucking blowing past all of us. Let him keep the bandana for a few minutes.
Blowing past. He blew past all of us a year ago. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? He didn't blow past me, cocksucker. He's got 30 minutes of kind of good material. I'm good.
It's called decent material.
He's got 22 minutes of okay material.
He's going to do 4 minutes on a shitty show. Yeah. Listen, it's not even a fucking network show. It's TBS.
And it's very funny. Corporate Dan. I love the work they're doing. If anyone from TBS is listening, I love you.
What channel is that?
TBS? I think it's
243.
It's in the tens in New York.
If you live in Spanish Harlem, you don't get it. Justin.
Yeah.
You. Go.
Yes.
Let's get to the bottom of this friendship. I don't like this.
Well, what? What do you mean?
We got to fix you guys.
We're fine. No, we're fine. Come on. Yeah, we're fucking men.
I don't know. You guys seem to dislike each other more than Louie and I do.
Not
are you
all.
Out of your...
Not at all. Impossible.
I love Justin. I've always loved Justin. I wouldn't have him on the fucking show if I didn't like him.
What about that lady who reviewed your
CD? I would. You're right.
She
I
was...
Bring
him. She no, but
I
love Justin.
I got a little thing for her.
I had a thing for her, too. She was kind of hot.
Yeah.
The chick I reviewed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She had some cans.
Jeez, she had big boobs. That's what it is. Let's just get that.
Yeah, buddy.
That's what she gave you a shitty review?
Right parts and-
she gave my, well, this is what happened is Dan Schnitzel from fucking, from Stand Up Records, who's a great guy, sweet guy, that's and funny. His heart
but
is
a little, Jew.
Oh, Jesus, oh, man.
Well, yeah, not, Lewis.
This is what it's like on Facebook every day. You know, I see why you get irritated, though. It's just like, it's not funny. It's not even, it's like you want him to shut up because that's
funny. Oh, shut up, Jews.
Oh, man.
Up. We need the bandana.
Yeah, well, yeah. Jesus Christ, yeah. Just wrap it around your mouth, dumbass. So anyways.
Lewis is in a pitch meeting. So what? Do you Jews like the idea? Is this going to be a show or what, you Jews?
We. What was I saying?
I'm glad you can review.
The review the girl with the can.
Yeah, talking about some big ass titties.
Well, Dan actually was like, was after me for my first CD that I produced, Robert Kelly Live. It wasn't my best, but fuck it, whatever. It was my first CD I put out myself. And for years, he's been after me. Finally, I just gave it to him because Comedy Central didn't want it. It was whatever. And I gave it to him, and he re-released it as, like, he really put it out there and gave it to everybody and said, review this, and tried to build up hype around it, which I didn't really want that. I thought he was just going to put it on his site and sell it, and I'll send people there, and he'll get people there. But people reviewed it. So this girl, her first day on the job at this internet comedy site, they gave her that to review.
What site?
What was it? Laugh something.
Laugh Spin?
Chickle?
No, not Laugh Spin. No.
Chuckle Blogs.
It was some, I forget.
Side Splitter.
Okay. And she reviewed it, honestly. I mean, she said my CD, she really was like, look, this is an old CD. I have to do it. His other CD is really great. It doesn't compare. And she laid into it.
She really
one of the problems was she was saying that it was like a 10,000 word assignment.
Yeah.
It wasn't, they were like, yeah, do 10,000 words on this. So she couldn't be like, well, it's not his best work. She had to be like, and then this
and
bit
the
anthropologic really
is everything.
Shitty.
She's heard suck 10,000 times.
But no, she used $10 words, and it was really like.
Well, very few people can write good reviews about comedy. They almost always fuck it up.
But she actually did a decent job with what she was given, and it was kind of, but a little harsh.
Sutter hates your CD.
No, I didn't say that at all.
Well, we went through it, and there was words I couldn't pronounce.
Yeah.
In the comedy review of my own, I was literally fucking up words. I didn't know what they were, and I was like,
"She sounded like she got out of fucking prison right before she wrote it."
It was too much. It was too much for my 10-year-old CD. It's like, are you going to do this with fucking Louis?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to do this with every, not you, Louis, the, yeah, I know. The Louis.
The real Louis.
The Louis. Yeah. You know, it's like, it was a little too much. We had her on the show, and she was a pretty girl, and she had big tatas.
And she laughed. At
she was great on the show.
I googled awesome. Dan Soder recently, and I found an awesomely bad review of his live headlining
from
set.
From Ticketmaster, the one that I tweeted?
Yes, dude.
Yeah, I tweeted it.
I don't know, it was fucking epic.
Yeah, well, they wrote, it was from Providence.
Ticketmaster?
The guy commented on Ticketmaster.com. If you go to my Twitter, I tweeted it.
The casino club?
I took the picture, yeah. And the guy wrote...
Wait a minute. The Rhode Island...
Yeah.
Catch a Rising Star?
Catch a Rising Star in Providence.
I had a blast there.
Yeah, well...
Killed two shows.
I did three. they were...
Real well there,
they happened. They happened. So the reviewer wrote, I remember it, the opener was great. Headliner Dan Soder was just not funny. He checked his watch about 10 times in his 30-minute act. No one,
30 minutes?
I did 45.
He 30 bailed minutes? Early.
You
I did,
bailed?
No, I didn't. I did 45. I did my time
but
every night.
But it felt like 3 hours.
But she wrote, checked his watch about 10 times in his 30-minute act. No one laughed. It was sad.
Wow.
Man.
I tweeted it. But here's the thing. I didn't bomb, but I didn't do well. Yeah. I got through it.
So right. Some people left.
Some yeah, people laughed. I didn't get
was it
no
sad?
Laughter.
Was it sad?
It was sad. It's a fucking empty casino
when,
room.
When you got off, what was the first thing said to you? By somebody. The first person first thing said.
No one talked to him. No one talked to him.
Nobody said nothing.
I killed to late show or early show Saturday.
How? Let's not get.
But nobody was there to see it.
I did well.
Let's get carried
away. It was the most
you killing
show.
For 45 minutes. Let's just not get carried
I
away.
I did all right for like 30 minutes.
You're a solid 22 minute guy.
I got
hey, that's
26.
That should be 26. That should be your name of your CD. Solid 22. No.
A good 26.
And then he can just do the 22 again, but in the Russian accent.
Oh, my
somebody writes good job. Somebody writes good job. Somebody doesn't like voices. Somebody doesn't like voices.
No, I've been encouraging him to do more voices actually. So I know where it hurts him. So
but yeah, that review was
awesome.
It was great. That's why I tweeted it. It was my favorite thing ever.
How hot was the waitresses there?
Holy shit! There was one girl that was like 22.
Yeah,
just literally gorgeous.
Yeah,
she's married. Yeah, but she's like married to, I mean, gorgeous.
Yeah, really fucking smoking.
Like she smiled and I was like, all right. What? I was like, can I have a beer? And she's
I'll
like,
do better next show.
All right, like, anyways.
I'll go write a new act.
All right.
Anyways, I want to go back to Justin's job here. I have questions for you because I have problems with my dog. Now, this is the thing, too.
Do you want me to tell you about the show?
Relax. Right. I got you. Just lay in my arms. This is what I do good. I run the show good, okay? You just stay there and look pretty, okay, baby doll?
Okay.
All right? Keep fucking posing. I don't like that he's posing for Phil. I want ugly shots of Justin. Good looking cocksucker.
That's impossible. He won't get any. What a good looking
dude. He's a gorgeous man. Yeah.
He is a
sexy eyebrows.
Fucking good looking guy. And didn't you help dress Joe DeRosa at one point?
No, my buddy Dave gets really good clothes for everybody. Joe came over and we measured him up and made fun
we
of Joe's
sucked
body
each other's
for
dicks
about an
and
hour.
Got dressed up.
I like, tried to get this guy too because I was like, maybe he's great. Maybe and Joe would never give me the guy's number.
Yeah, because he's a hog. He's a fashion hog. Justin's a gorgeous.
He
man.
He actually had a coat. He had a jacket for you.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. We're gonna have a big fight about that. That's why he's not on the show anymore.
Well,
So anyways,
yeah.
So you do the show, but you're a dog walker. Your mother is actually, what does your mother do? Wasn't your mother something too?
No.
Wow, I read this.
Judge by that reaction. No.
Your mother wasn't with dogs?
Why don't I just tell you what happened?
Just tell me. That's what I'm leading into, you fucking moron.
I offered it before.
Just go, stupid, before I fucking kick you out.
He gets mad.
That was Hollywood.
Just go.
That was Hollywood.
No, he really is a Hollywood dickhead.
No, I had
just go.
I've been working with dogs, and I had a dog walking, dog training, pet sitting company for a while.
You had a dog. I know you had a dog walking.
Dog walking, dog training, pet sitting company for a while.
Pet sitting, but a training. You train dogs.
Yeah, for a while.
I never knew that.
Yeah, and so I had the dog walking component, and dog training component, and CBS was looking for different experts in the
gay
pet care industry.
Gay guys that know dogs.
So it's because
tie that.
So basically, you're not a dog walker that CBS came up. Hey, dude, can you fucking train dogs? You're like,
no.
Yeah, I guess.
No. They
you're not like a good look. You're not like made in a basement.
No, the way
fucking
they
dog trainer like Cesar Millan's too old and fucking Mexican, so they got you.
I can't comment.
Looking like a young Richard Greco.
Yeah.
Say it again, and they'll let it.
Some CBS fucking execs that he was banging and walking her dog.
No.
Hey, you'd be good at a show.
No, you know what's funny is like people think that they comment on they yeah. comment online about that. I'm like, no, I've done like dog training. I've done dog training stuff on Fox News. I've done lots of dog
that.
Training stuff.
You
gotta
say I thought that because I know you do. You're a friend of mine. I've known you for years as a comic.
No, but you don't remember when I did that with Corielli when I worked with his dog and he recorded it.
I didn't know that. I mean, I was excited to find out that this is real.
Yeah.
That you really know how what you're doing.
No, I genuinely do.
Very excited to know that that's real because I think it's fucking amazing people that can work with animals and get results. It's not an easy thing to do. It's you got to have. I believe there's something
you have to have like a touch for it.
Yes,
you
something
have, you have to have a touch. Yeah, without
you
can't a just, doubt.
You got like, the shine.
And then it takes. And then the interesting thing is, I've had
the only thing
been,
that Joe list like gerbils would listen to Joe
because he has the same size shits as them.
Nothing. give me the bandana.
I wanted to say while we're passing the bandana real quick. I don't think you should get the bandana for a flat tire. It's got to be a bomb.
Was that okay?
No.
I thought your Richard Grieco joke was good.
You got a flat tire and took the bandana. I think if you like this, yeah, Louis, so fucking smelling fish. Shit. That's not a bandana. It's got to really get out there and just.
So you got to execute it.
You got to execute it and
fucking
fail. So mine was a bandana.
Yeah. Okay. It's a bomb-dana. If you just fuck up, you know.
Like, all right, we got
like
it.
That one?
Right. Here we go.
Anyway,
it's not a flub.
So they were. CBS was just meeting different experts in the dog care industry. I said, well, why don't you follow me around for the day while I work? And they follow me around on like training sessions and different things like that. And they didn't really know what they wanted to do with the show. They came up with all these different weird concepts. And some of them were like even dating shows that involved people bringing their dogs on. And it was like, it was bizarre.
Dating
and then,
with dogs with Justin Silver.
There you go.
Who's the host?
Justin Silver. I don't do as well as Lewis does.
Who's doing the voiceover there?
Hey, welcome to Dating with Dogs with Justin Silver. I'm your host, Justin Silver. Formerly Silverman, because I'm a Jew. And apparently that's not funny.
Will you stop with the fucking
he really
Jesus.
Stop it, Lewis.
I mean, Lewis
retarded
Katz.
At this point, man.
Lewis Katz, have some pride.
Louis Katz.
That's not
Louis.
Nearly,
Louis.
That's not nearly as offensive to Jews as Soder's impression of a Jewish guy was.
Hello, I am a Jewish man.
I didn't do that. I did it. Indian voice.
That's what I just did. That
but
was
I didn't know what B&H was.
You don't know what B&H is.
I don't know what B&H is.
If you want to support this show, please go to riotcast.com and buy all your Amazon needs, whatever it is, groceries, electronics, stuff I talk about on the show, iPad bagels. Mini cases, anything, go to riotcast.com, go to you know what dude page and use the Amazon link to buy all your shit. You can donate right there to the show through PayPal. That money goes to Kelly, goes to all the electronics we have. Everything we upgrade in this studio comes directly from our fans. Thank you for that. And go to gamefly.com/YKWD. If you guys are into video gaming, it's the Netflix of video games. You can get the game, try it out without having to spend the $60, and then return it for a dollar to fucking GameStop. So go to gamefly.com/YKWD. 2 free weeks and 2 free games, I think, something like that. What's up? What do you? I'm trying to do this.
You're nailing it.
I know I am nailing it, but then you fucking threw me with your long, fat alien finger. What?
Is the show over?
I throw this in the middle so we don't have to stop. We can just keep going.
I still wanted to hear the
we're going
show
back
came.
To him. Can all I right. just run? You know what, Joe? You really
you
fucking.
You know what, Joe?
I've been thinking we should change the name of the show.
What?
You know what, Joe?
That's the name of the show right now.
You know what, Joe?
Go ahead, Joss. Go ahead.
Oh, so they came up with all these different concepts, and some of them were weird.
By the way,
like,
see how he went right back in the exact moment? That's him doing fucking 25 interviews saying the same shit.
Look, can I be honest with you? We had Ace Young on last week, and I understand what he's doing, too, because he's been on legitimate shows, and you can't, like, when we did the book stuff, we went on CNN. I was telling Joe, we need sound bites. We need to say the same thing over and over perfectly every time, because if you give him anything else, that's what they're going to show. And me and Joe did CNN, and they asked us a weird question, and he went off on, well, you know, the biology of men, and that's what they use. And it was just like, fuck. I saved it with a funny line at the end because we were trying to promote the book, funny, funny, funny. Don't take us too serious. And then they just, on the YouTube, it was Joe going, well, the biology of men and the way we are. It's like, oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. They caught us out
there.
Did he take
his glasses off and...
No, he didn't. Thank God. But I understand that, you know, like Ace Young last week, you just learn how to answer questions in this perfect little box to get it out there. So stop doing
perfect
that.
Go. As corporate Dan,
yeah, talk
I would
to us
like
friends.
To do this.
I am.
No, go, I am. Go ahead.
So, you know,
So they had to
Justin's back.
I need a nice note.
They had all
the
you fucking dumb lot from Queens. Get back.
They had all these different concepts of what they were going to do, and at the end of the day, they basically were just like, they created the show around what I was already doing, which was seeing clients, and you see enough like wacky clients and people with their crazy issues. It's like the amount of the way people like anthropomorphize their dogs and the way people just...
Whoa. You ever use the word that somebody gave you?
That's my word.
No, it's not.
Anthropomorphize?
So what does it mean?
It means when you give human characteristics to a thing or an animal. Like you make people like, treat dogs like children.
Okay,
and,
go
like,
ahead.
Suck you know, their people. Shit like
I'm,
that.
I'm back in.
So, but if you watch the show, it's like there's enough meat just in the wacky shit that my clients do. So they were basically just... Yeah. They just created the show around what I was already doing. Right. They were like, you know what? This guy knows how to be on camera from, you know, comedy training, obviously, and
being
all that
gorgeous.
Stuff. And that was it.
Comedy training.
Comedy
what
training.
What the fuck
get,
is that
from
mean?
Being on
Welcome
stage.
To comedy training.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with being on camera and being on
comfortable.
Stage. Have nothing
I'm your comedy
to do with
teacher.
Just being comfortable on camera.
I'll tell you what it is.
Welcome
you know why you're
camp.
Comfortable on camera?
Why?
Because you're a fucking egomaniac like the rest of us,
boy.
And you've been dying from day one to be famous. Except for Joe. Joe's
a little bit.
I could not hate myself more.
Yeah, dude.
So it was cool. That's
it. It's not from comedy. It's from you. This is what you wanted to do from day one. You're a good looking
you're a
social
here's,
guy. Here's the thing, too, is that you're a really good looking guy.
Dashingly good looking.
I mean, the
unbelievable
best,
body.
Best looking guy in the room right now.
Best Jesus. Looking guy you've ever had on the show, I think. I think he's better looking than Ace Young.
Gullman? Are you kidding me?
I would
jerk off to Gullman
I'd rather
if I fall
fuck Gullman.
No way. I would take Justin over Gullman. Gullman's too much. There's too much to climb.
He's got a lot of head.
There's so much to Gullman. There's a lot.
I love that the two hottest guys have both been Jews. Represent.
All right. You know what? I'm going to throw in a hot guy. Yeah. Kelly's goofy friend, Cody,
wow,
from Australia.
You're gay, dude.
I know.
That's fucking
I've known that for years.
You like...
Let's go
hairy.
Least attractive.
Macho.
Least attractive guy?
Norton.
No.
I'm looking at staring at you, Joe. What the fuck? Why are you staring at me? Bobby.
No.
Bobby thinks Joe is ugly. Bobby thinks Joe is ugly.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I
if
don't.
I can keep my mouth shut, I'll blow Louis Katz out of the water every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
I don't know.
I got this cleft chin, man. Chicks dig it.
You do a butt
cute.
Chin.
You're adorable.
Listen, I was.
I don't think Gomez is anything to fucking whisper
are you
about.
Are fucking kidding me? Look at my face. Are you fucking
I've been looking.
Louis, now, Louis is very handsome.
Lewis has got plump ass lips.
I don't know.
Yeah, Lewis is like that fucking like a tranny, like a
Costa Rican hooker.
Yeah, like a good looking tranny you find in like Astoria.
It might be that I'm terrified of you. I don't know. Could be.
I was
a little overrated for if you ask me.
Yeah, girls love to fuck Soder, but he is ugly.
No, Soda. I'll tell you what Soda has.
Soda.
This is what Soda has. Ready? Oh. Soda has
a giant chin.
No, if you look at his eyes. He's got these fucking soft little eyes.
Look at me.
Not little, big eyes. And women look at, I'm serious. Look at photos of Soda. He has eyes that fool you into getting past his shitty hair.
You know what he has?
And his
big head.
The bout of gigantism that he's battling. Yeah.
I don't mean this to be mean.
I hope that his whatever serum that leaks out of your brain that makes shit grow, like just opens up for like a month.
That sounds good.
Bobby, what did you do?
Yeah. Right before his Conan set.
I got gigantism.
What'd you say?
All the girls that I've been dating recently have all kind of taken a liking to Soder. I'll say that.
Black chicks love me.
Yeah, women.
They tell you that?
Yeah.
Well, Louis got a De Niro thing going on.
He does?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I like it.
Wow. Yeah.
Louis always got a sister in tow.
You like a weave?
Oh no, I like a natural.
I like natural afro, man. Yeah. I like.
He doesn't
a nice
get
afro.
Like he doesn't get like from the hood black. He gets like artsy.
Yeah, he gets white girl, black girls.
Yeah.
The craziest girls on the planet Earth.
Are they?
Where you see them?
Dude, let me tell you something.
I don't know.
White girl blacks are the because they're like, oh my god, really? And they'll be like, choke me, fucking choke. Oh no, choke me, please. And you'll stop. I'm like, no, choke me again.
That sounds
choke
right.
Me again.
That sounds right up Louis.
They're
alley.
Fucking sexually.
Do you want me?
Nuts.
Do you want me to get you some titty milk?
Some chocolate milk?
They're fucking.
That
nuts,
sounded
dude.
Like you were in the bedroom with me. That's kind of weird that you knew that.
They really are, man. They're
fucking
like,
call your
crazy.
Friend Dan Soder. Have him come in here too.
And I'm like, hello, hello, lady.
They tell you that, how much they're
attracted
to Dan?
Stop it, I mean it.
Anybody like a prenup?
All right, so listen, Justin.
Yeah.
So back to you. Right. We got sidetracked a lot. I want to keep bringing it back to you.
Gorgeous.
We didn't touch on Bobby's looks.
I do.
Let's keep
Joe, first of all, I was looking at you waiting for you to tell me who is the ugliest person. I wasn't
looking at me that you're not attracted to me. Is that weird?
I wasn't looking at you going, you're the ugliest one.
Well, I referenced Norton, but I think I'm going to get a lot of hate mail now.
You think Norton's ugly?
Don't you think?
No, he's adorable.
No, I think he's adorable.
He's a cutie.
Jesus. Now he's got power. I'm going to be ostracized from the community.
They're not going to be. Don't worry. You're not going to be ostracized on the show.
Why is everyone using big words today? Stop it.
Because Justin's here.
What is the word?
Lewis is just upset that he hasn't said Jew in the last 10 minutes.
He'll get his producers to listen to the show. We all get a shot.
This is it. We're elevating everybody.
What about Kelly? She's pretty unattractive.
Kelly, who? Dude.
She's unattractive?
You don't think she's attractive? She's attractive.
I'm fucking joking. Jesus, I'm dying over here now. I got the Norton and Kelly. You guys bailed on me? Evidently, fucking Kelly's a 10 and Norton's sexy. Kelly is, Kelly's attractive, obviously.
Yeah, she's attractive.
I'm not reneging on my Norton, though.
With clothes on. Unravel that shit. It's like a fucking enchilada.
It's like she's melting.
Now she's getting guys coming out of the woodwork that are like trying to talk shit to me, like, yeah. Hey, you should stop doing that Kelly voice, right, Kelly? Wink, nudge. And then it's just fucking gross. Yeah.
I can't wait till she takes their side and then she meets with them and they date rape her.
Oh, that got real.
So
probably should have said something like way blown over the top, like murdered her.
When I say date rape, I mean
gang
like,
rape.
Yeah,
Does Phil count? Jesus. Phil's very attractive. Look at Phil.
Gorgeous.
Phil doesn't count. Phil never counts.
He's underlit over there.
Because he's always the best looking guy in the room.
The photographers are always, Linda, Phil.
Oh, yeah, Linda.
Yeah, very good looking.
I think Norton's really handsome, too. I was just kidding.
I want to be a dentist. Listen.
I don't want to make toys. I want to be a dentist.
Are we back on the Jew thing again?
Well, Big J, we're back on your hat
Big J
and your
might,
face.
Might dress the least attractive out of everybody.
He dresses good if you like walking. If you like walking around food courts at a mall. Yo, you got a sneaker store, man. Listen,
Nikki Glaser, very attractive.
Nikki Glaser, yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's why he probably had her fucking dump me for Nikki.
Girls think Mark Norman's very attractive.
Mark Norman,
really? Why are we doing this?
Who would fuck Mark Norman?
I'm just looking at autographs.
He's got substitute. He's got a face like a substitute teacher.
Like a substitute, you
want
to fuck?
Take that one. Whoa. That's a bomb.
Look at I want
like
three
a substitute teacher.
I want 3 seconds of silence after every bomb. We're really just stepping over there. Put that around your mic, son. All right, so Justin, here we go.
Yeah.
You get this gig. What?
It's the first time Soda's been called son in a long time.
Oh, dead dad jokes.
Are you kidding me? How does that not kill?
Let me tell you something.
That should have been an explosion.
It took a second.
The reason why it didn't kill, you should have just said it. You held your hand up and then delivered it.
Well, because I didn't want to interrupt you again.
Like you're a conductor.
Because I'm considerate.
Soder's dad is dead.
Soder's dad is dead.
Soder's dad is dead.
A little more from the flute section.
Soder's dad is dead.
Bobby doesn't know what a flute is. Oh boy.
Nobody's safe. Let me just say this. If this isn't the fuck your face if this isn't the funniest podcast out there. Seriously, fuck your face if every week this isn't the funniest show out there.
You smodcast, you homos.
Listen, well, don't start naming. Jesus Christ.
Lewis just has no social tact.
He really doesn't.
You really don't.
Fuck everyone in this room. How about that?
Fine.
Nah, because you don't mean that.
That's fine.
No, seriously, bend over. I want to fuck everybody in this room.
Listen, what I'm saying is that this is one of... Fuck it. I've listened to shows. They're funny at times. They try to change the fucking world. And I get it. They try to be serious and have these moments. We do that too. But funny. This is the funniest podcast out there. One of them, at least. If you don't think that, you're fucking out of your mind. Out of your fucking mind.
And the host has the most humility out of any podcast. Yeah,
so. Very humble man. Very humble man.
I mean, thank you for saying that. I don't want to take that compliment, but you're right.
Too much humility to take that comment?
My sponsor in AA used to tell me, he goes, we used to give a humble button to the humblest man in the room, and if he took it, we took it back.
Oh, that's
Can I have that
meta.
Bandana?
I thought that was deep.
What's that? What's going on, Phil? What are you doing?
Some Buddhist shit.
Phil.
Under attack?
What are you doing? Bye, what's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, what the fuck? You peeking around the court and go find out?
Phil, go check. He's like, I'll be right back. You can't say that.
We're in a comedy club in a Jewish restaurant. What's going to happen? What, are you going to get a fucking hummus thrown at you? What? Imagine Phil never came back. Louis who?
Oh.
Oh.
Another Louis that's not Louis.
That'd be, you know, Louis that people
Louis
get excited
CK?
About.
Yeah, you know, this show would fucking literally go down the tubes if Louis CK showed up because all you assholes would just stop talking.
Not me. I'd smack him.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't at
no,
all.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, I have a kid, too.
Dude, I want to do material about it. How did you start doing material about it?
Dude, my kid's an asshole. Anyways, so you get this fucking show on CBS. And, I mean, dude, you must have lost your shit. Seriously, fuck all. You got the show, you did it, you're where you're at now, but you went from 0 to 60 because you listen, dude, you were doing late spots at the Cellar.
Yeah.
Okay. And people knew who you were,
right?
But you weren't fucking famous, dude. You weren't on TV every week. You went from hanging around being a struggling comic in New York. You had to fucking walk dogs to make money. It wasn't like you were headlining. You weren't even a road comic, to being on fucking network TV on your own show.
Prime time.
Bam. Like that.
8 p.m. Wednesday.
That must have I mean, what did you do, man? You must have. Did you thank God? Were you excited? Did you flip out?
I didn't want to fuck it up.
And how much did you get paid? I'm kidding.
Let me tell you. Honestly, the money on like a first season reality show is not that great. Yeah. Believe me, it's all the ancillary stuff that comes off.
I know.
Of it,
I'm shooting a pilot next week for a travel show.
You know what? To be honest with you. Like the whole Funny for Fido thing, which is like kind of a mix between entertainment and my work with dogs anyway.
Hang on one second.
Go ahead.
Hey,
oh, no. Hey. I know.
Do you know Justin?
The dog guy?
You understand how I love that I had that mic on?
Yeah.
I'm so happy I turned that fucking mic on. The dog guy. Oh, this show better get second season. Oh, that's where you're going to be for the next 6 months.
I know.
That's where you're going to turn into. Aren't you the dog guy? All right, so go ahead. Talk
No, what I'm I had, you know, Funny for Fido, the charity. That,
right, yeah.
You know, that you've
which
done.
Was a great
you
show.
Say what it is. No one's even said what that is. I run a charity called Funny for Fido, which is like, it's very much like comic relief, but for animals. And I've been doing that for about 6 years. So it's like all comics, everybody performs. Bobby's done it before. We do these big benefits.
I've done
Caroline's.
It once. I was supposed to do it twice, but something happened. Go ahead.
We do these big benefits, and then all the money goes to the rescue shelter. So it's like, it's kind of like, I've always been sort of mixing whatever I could do in entertainment with animals anyway. So
great
it's just,
show. A lot of the people, like the muscle guys who protect animals, what are those guys?
Oh, Rescue Inc.
Rescue Inc., which I love the show.
Funny for Vito.
No, I love your show, but I love Rescue Inc. too. With the bikey guys.
Yeah. Their show, they broke up, but.
It was a great show. You ever see it?
No.
Great show. These fucking bikey dudes.
These big biker dudes. They rescue
hold
animals.
On. He said it twice. I'm at. Hold on. The first time we all ignored it. You just said fucking bikey guys again, dude.
Bikey.
Yeah. I never mind.
Bike guys, right? What is it?
Bikers.
Bikers, bro.
You can say bikey.
No, you can't.
I'm a bikey guy. Those guys are bikers. It's an indoor bikey guy.
All right. So there's nothing worse than the owner of the place just fixing his glasses. What the fuck are you doing? Talking to the mic. You know how this thing shit works.
Around 3 years ago.
Talking to the mic more.
Around 3 years ago, I was in a drugstore and I saw one of these little eyeglass repair kits.
Yes.
And I took it and I put it in the inside, like, zipper hidden pocket of my jacket.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about it.
Right.
And today, my lens fell out and I went into a panic because I can't. And then all of a sudden I said, wait a second. I think I have an eyeglass repair kit in my jacket.
Right.
And I went in there and it's all broken up. It's fucking awesome.
You stole it?
You stole it?
I didn't steal it. The point is that.
Oh, you bought it.
I'm
so
happy
there.
With myself
right.
that I put this in my jacket.
Right. You should save that story for yourself. What the fuck is that? Are we doing radio in the 20s? Well, one time I had a... one time, kids.
You ever have a screw fall out?
Well, I have my glasses. I got this thing and I put it in my tucked it away for a nice rainy day. And that rainy day came around 6 years later.
Well,
I was walking... What?
The problem is not the story. The problem is that I'm not skilled enough to really tell the story to you can all feel what I'm feeling about how awesome this
elation.
Is.
Elation.
But really... Right. I can just convey the awesomeness as a great story because.
Can I tell you what's great?
What?
He has a fetish for breast milk. That's great. Okay.
Breasty?
Yeah. He showed me a photo of his baby breastfeeding off his chick that I know.
Lewis, why don't you talk your juice shit now that Noam's in the room? Let's
see. I will. Whatever. Juice. What's up? Do something.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Come on.
He'll actually give him spots if he starts hating Jews.
That was the best. I'll destroy his competition.
Yeah. What do you say about Jews? I'm just curious.
But he said Jews.
A bunch.
He just says Jews a lot.
Louis got offended because I tweeted a joke about Jews, and Louis, because he's really Jewish, got offended.
What do you mean, really Jewish?
Because he was saying Jewy?
Why did he say, what's really
Jewish? People that use the term really Jewish tend to not like Jews.
Yeah, what's really?
He's a little too Jewish.
What the fuck is really Jewy?
He's an atheist. How can you be that?
Noam isn't really Jewy?
You explain yourself. What is really Jewish?
If your name rhymes with Jewy, you're a little too Jewy.
He's panicking now. What do you mean by Jewy?
I don't panic. Everyone knows I don't panic.
Just spell it out.
I'm so calm under pressure.
I tweeted that I was having fucking brunch on Christmas morning.
Don't change the subject. Imagine I didn't know what a Jew was, and you described somebody as being as really Jewy, and I said, well, I don't know what that means. I've never seen a Jew. What does that mean?
This is great.
Look at Louis' fucking Jewy face. I don't know what else to say about
it. Describe the face, Louis.
Interesting about Louis.
Hang on. Look at Louis' face. Is there anything Jewy about that face?
First of all, he wasn't talking about appearance. He was talking about character, personality traits.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, what about that? If Louis takes those glasses off, the nose come with it. Which
is Joe's on fire.
Don't let him off the hook.
What do you mean, hook?
Come on.
No, when I say really Jewy, first of all, I was joking. Second of all,
I love how you're not a real ass dude when the owner is in the room.
I'm a real ass. What am I supposed to say? He looks Jewy. What am I going to say?
What do you answer the question?
His fucking face is Jewy.
No, what were the characteristics? You know what you said. You know what you said. What were the characteristics?
His big nose. His fucking.
He's petite. Listen. He's petite.
Pale white skin. His tiny fucking Jew hands. Look at these hands.
His Jew hands. Louis, you piece of shit.
They're only big enough to hold diamonds.
to sort them, you know.
I don't have tweezers. I use my fingers. One diamond. Two diamonds. Yeah.
Three. Louis can fix your glasses with his tiny fingers. Louis, with your fingers.
I know what you meant, and I don't like it. And if you had any balls, you would have said it. It's not like you did less damage with me because you didn't say it.
Wait, I don't know what you think I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
What's he talking about?
The fact that he killed my Lord and Savior? Yeah, it bothers me, all right? Fine. I'll say
now
it.
Now we're getting warm.
First of all, sir.
They didn't kill Jesus. They set him up to be killed. The Romans killed him.
They hammered his nails to a cross and they left him to die.
The Romans did that. The Jews didn't do that.
No, sorry.
The Jews were laughing while it was happening. I go, look at his hands. They're bleeding. Look at them. Who has small hands now?
I like his Woody Allen. That's great. He did the Woody Allen handshake. Oh, they're bleeding now.
Yeah, now who's anxious?
You're Jewish, Justin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but he hates it. He actually denied. He denied it on his show.
He said he was Italian.
He said he was Italian.
I did an interview with an all Jew with this Jew magazine. I did a bunch of Jewish stuff.
Hey, watch how you say Jew.
Yeah. Jew. I can say it the way I want to say it. I'm Jewish.
I'm Jewish too. I had a Jewish foster father.
You're not
Ken Lazarus.
You're Jewish.
3 years. I celebrated all the holidays. A motzi lechem in Horus.
He went to Jewish summer camp.
Which one?
Wow. Camp Bowercrest.
Right,
I ate lox.
You ate anything. Name a high holiday. Yeah, there you go.
A high holiday?
Yeah.
What do you mean a high holiday?
Name a high holiday.
Fucking give me the hi-hat. High holiday. It's the Jew thing on Sunday.
No,
it's on Saturday.
That's not a high holiday.
I used to take all the Catholic kids in the Jewish camp, and we used to have Catholic corner. They made us sit in the corner of the church, and they put napkins on our head because they didn't want to give us yarmulkes.
Why are all the Catholic kids at Jewish camp?
They had three. Not all, just three. Relax.
There
shouldn't
be
four of us.
Three too many. All right,
really? See, this is why I have a problem with the Jews.
John Fish was one of the kids.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good story.
Was one of the Catholic
kids? Wow. Yeah, John Fish.
Boy, John Fish just bombed.
Again. are you done fixing your glasses?
Yeah.
All right. Are you done with interrogating poor Lewis?
Making me uncomfortable.
Actually, I have plenty more, but I'm letting it go.
Go ahead. What do you got? What's wrong? Okay. Lewis is
fixing his glasses with his tiny Jew fingers.
Can you just tell me exactly what the sentence was?
Fucking Jews.
Tell him the tweet. Tell him
what was said.
Tell him the tweet.
No, I'm
what
trying
was,
to tell him the tweet.
What was said immediately prior to that?
Okay.
The tweet was,
I'm having, it was on Christmas. I said, I'm having.
Well, this was prior to it. Louis.
Yeah.
Louis Katz. Who is very funny. Works your club, by the way. Do you know him? Okay, great. I'm just making sure. He commented like, dude, Lewis, you say racist shit and it's kind of fucked up. Why do you do that? Like, he was actually like, seriously, it's just not funny. It's racist. And Lewis,
it wasn't that racist. It wasn't even really racist.
I just noticed a lot of Jew talk. That's what I'm saying.
Bro,
a lot of Jew talk.
I love the Jews. I fucking said,
barely get that out. You saw that?
I really almost threw up in
through his teeth. He did the teeth thing where he goes, oh, I love the Jews.
His fingers were crossed.
Okay, so Lewis, so what was it? What kind of racist stuff did he say?
No, what I said was, I tweeted.
His big, thick Catholic fingers were crossed.
Big muscular.
I tweeted it was on Christmas morning that I was having a Christmas brunch with two Jewish lesbians, which I was, and I said it was the least Christian thing I could do on Christmas.
Oh, that's not so
bad.
It's
not bad at all. Yeah,
that can't be what he was referring to.
That is what he's referring to.
First of all, that's definitely paraphrased. It was something more. There was more. There was.
All right, I said I hate the Jews, but it was close. It was pretty close to that.
Lewis, you really kind of cut the legs out from under me. I mean, that's racist?
Yeah, it wasn't racist at all. Oh, Jew on Jew.
Jew on Jew. Call B&H right now.
I just learned what that was today. The Jews are on fire. Yay.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Tie that bandana up, friend.
Jesus.
Let's put a nice bandana on that career you were trying to do.
That would be the beginning of Lewis's show, his hammer fisting. Jews are on fire. Jews are on fire.
All right, guys. There's a bunch of ignorant people going, yeah. I am killing it in Germany.
So come on. If you had to make the case that he was a racist, what would you say?
I would say go to his Facebook page and just look at the
go
shit right there.
Go to my Facebook page and read it all.
Nothing comes to mind. The worst
It was
example.
A lot of Jew. I'm not saying, first of all, I wasn't actually offended. I was saying there was a lot of Jew talk on your Facebook page.
For a non-Jew.
For not being funny and making a lot of Jew comics.
That was fine. I think it was a fine comment.
That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying, as a Jew, because you're a fucking racist. They're all from Georgia and South Carolina.
You attract ignorance.
So you're saying that, lighten up on the Jew.
A lot of Jew talk. And unnecessary
Jew
talk.
Yeah, but I do. I'll talk about anybody.
I think what he's saying is either lighten up on the Jew talk or start making it funny.
Yes,
there we go. That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what it was.
So you don't have a problem with talking about Jews,
no.
But make it funny.
Hell
yeah.
That's a comedy rule.
So basically, what he's saying, Lewis, is stop talking about Jews. I feel like we are just Jewish. Wow.
What do you think
that's a flat tire. That's not a bomb.
Yeah. You know what made me fucking flat tire is your stupid gorgeous eyes because you made me bomb. Yeah, that's it. Jewish court. Boom. Came out. Wapow.
I'm going to check
out. Now you get the bandana.
You're going to check his. Please check his Facebook page. It's Lewis J. Gomez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lewis J. Gomez comedy. Facebook.com/.
Is that Mexican?
Oh, come on, bro. I hate Mexicans.
What? You really do hate Mexicans?
No, I don't hate anybody.
I'm going to go on Facebook right now.
He said
in
the most hateful
iPad.
Voice possible.
There you go.
He goes, what, Mexicans? I don't hate Mexicans.
So
the Jew thing.
Pull him
you
up.
Know, frustrated.
This is the law degree in Nome because he's gonna nail Lewis to a corner.
It's just what Robert right wants.
You're just messing with that.
That's actually hanging on the wall. His law degree.
Yeah.
How fucking awesome!
He's gonna drop the hammer.
Do you think when he was going through school and working hard to get it past the bar, he'd think it was just a bunch of assholes in a room, and his law degree is just hanging on the wall,
or that he studied to one day. take a Puerto Rican over the coals on a podcast?
Hold on, can you?
Uneducated.
Can you show the gnome the picture of my baby first?
Yeah.
Oh, don't try to get into his heart. Don't try to get into his heart.
He's fucking with the jury. What do you call that? Fucking with the jury?
Tampering.
Tampering with the jury.
A lot of Puerto Ricans tend to be anti-Semitic, you know. My mother-in-law is Puerto Rican. She's anti-Semitic.
Is she really?
How do you know that?
Well, you tell me what you think.
Louis immediately is going to go, yes.
Can you stop being so Jewish, cleaning your glasses?
I'm nervous. It was Father's Day.
Your sweater.
And we had the whole family, my whole dopey family over for Father's Day. Right. And I'm going to take everybody out to a really fancy steak restaurant.
Right.
For dinner, our favorite restaurant.
Right.
And so reservation's like 6 o'clock. So at 5:20, her mother starts fixing people's snacks. And I'm at the couch. And I said, don't forget, we have dinner at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And mother says, yeah, he doesn't want to waste his money.
But that should mean you were doing the opposite.
No, but she was saying, like, I didn't want them to eat because then I would waste my money at the restaurant.
Oh.
Like, she thinks that's, I just didn't,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, but it's the other way. It's like you get them full at the house, so you don't have to waste as much money.
That's not what she meant.
Right, because it's that rush, is it the Brazilian place?
No, it's just a steak restaurant.
Oh, all right. So
then I said, I said, no, that's not what I meant, Yolanda. She goes, I was just kidding.
Yeah, but
I said, well, what's the joke?
Can I say something, though? Yeah. Your mother-in-law's face,
yeah.
She doesn't, you know, it's hard to know when she's kidding because she kind of has an angry.
She has no sense of humor, Robert. She's never kidding. I've never heard her tell a joke.
She's made me laugh.
It was not purposeful.
We were talking about Jews one day. look how he eats bread. Look how he eats bread. Look, he pinches it out with those fingers.
Those diamond fingers.
Yeah, he makes rolls it into a ball and throws it like popcorn. It's bread. Slice it up, would you? For God's sakes, put butter on it.
And then one time I told her that I didn't want the baby to be watching TV.
Right.
This baby was around 4 months old.
Right.
And she says to me, she can't study all day. I said, what are you talking about? She's 4 months old. It was like a Jew thing. Oh, you Jews are going to have your baby studying all the time.
That's a smart thing. That's a smart thing.
Yeah, maybe she's jealous of your education.
Yeah, she's
what kind of prosecution lets the defense have the evidence?
Yeah,
I know.
That is a law of evidence. You have to let the defense have the evidence.
Damn it.
Right. That is true.
Fuck you in court in Boston.
My fucking mouth.
You see the movie Cape Fear?
Oh, yeah.
That was the whole issue that Robert De Niro didn't get to see the evidence. Nick Nolte kept it from him.
Yeah.
You saw how that turned out.
Wow, that's a way to dumb down law so we understand it.
We
you
nailed
see
it.
Cape Fear?
Loved it.
That's it right there, kids.
Mm-hmm. Hanging
years.
Under a car.
Did you get it?
All right, that was kind of
all right, here we go.
Louis even admitted it.
Stop.
He just admitted it.
Stop, here we go.
I think this is the second one, so I'm reading
them
backwards.
Let me just set you up.
This one's
right now, we're going to be reading, this is the court case, to settle if Louis is a racist, Jew-hating Puerto Rican.
Judge Robert Kelly?
Yes,
Plaintiff Louis Katz.
Now I see what it is.
Louis J.
It was three. Right, so we're gonna, three comments in a row.
Three
That's why it's
was
bugging
a lot
him.
Of
we have three comments
up.
In a row.
On the same day.
We're gonna have the Jew read the comments.
The crime is being.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I want Liz to be my lawyer.
I say
what?
Liz. Okay, I'll be the lawyer.
He's hired. It doesn't matter if he agrees with me.
Are you his attorney?
I'm the bailiff.
Oh. Yeah, he's the bailiff. You're the audience.
Yeah,
okay. audience.
Wow.
So Gnome is going to be
the prosecutor.
Yeah, he's the
prosecutor.
I'm the judge.
Yeah, we got two Jews against one Puerto Rican and
judge.
A fucking
no, Bob's
Catholic
the
from
judge,
Boston.
Your prosecution.
I'm the judge.
No, Gnome's the jury.
No. Yeah, Gnome's the jury. No.
Okay.
Justin's the jury.
He can be the jury.
Hang on.
I'm Jewish.
I don't like this fake
we,
court.
Here we go. We have two Jews on the jury, but okay. One of them snuck in. We thought he was Catholic.
There's a nice Italian boy
it's
from
me.
Queens.
I look Italian. You're
right,
losing
so
me
you're,
my jury.
You're the jury. Right. You're the jury. Justin jury. Gnome and judge. You're
with the jury.
Defense.
Joe is the Joe from Boston.
I'm winning
is Lewis's
fucking defense lawyer.
Fucking,
kid.
You're my bailiff. I'm the judge, and we got the plaintiff.
No, he's the prosecutor.
Prosecutor. Lawyer is.
He's the DA.
Louis Katz.
Katz.
Right. A lot of
we're just gonna call him Katz. We're gonna call him Bagels.
Louis Katz Esquire.
So
all right, here we go.
Bagel Katz.
Can you now please present
to the court?
Excuse me, bailiff. Can you hand me?
Session is now in order.
Yes.
Presiding Judge Robert Kelly. Here's your here's your wooden gavel.
Here's your dick gavel.
Here's your dick gavel.
All right. What do you got there, Jew dude?
It's bagel
right
cats.
Right away, we're going to throw this out.
I mean, I was kidding.
Now, in retrospect, I realized what bothered me was several
what is he,
comments.
You?
all in a row.
Don't fucking backpedal.
Prosecutor,
I won't backpedal.
Why?
He
can't
read you.
Order.
Order. Order.
He can't
order.
Talk. First of all, the jury can't talk.
I'm sorry.
Second of all,
I get very passionate
listen,
about my
you Puerto
law.
Rican, you dirty Puerto Rican, you clean your fingernails next time you're in my courtroom. I don't want dirty mechanic hands in here. Okay. Go ahead.
Pointing with the dick. So here's the first comment. These are all within a day
of
each other.
Read one comment first. Don't just go right into the next one.
Just added the word Jewy to the dictionary on my cell phone. Merry Christmas.
Wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. Wait. Sorry. All right, guys. I'm sure they're not as funny altogether.
They're all right. Separately. They're all together.
Separately hilarious. If this was sprung over like a week, you'd be laughing your ass off. But all in the same minute.
That was a pretty good tweet. Just added the word.
Shut up, Puerto Rican.
Just added the word Jewy. Read the dictionary on my cell phone. Merry Christmas.
Okay, now stop. Let's stop. Okay, what do you have to say about that, defense lawyer?
This is not my. This is the prosecution here.
I know, but I want you to say something. I'm the judge. Say something.
With all due respect, Your Honor, then he has to question the defendant.
Okay, yeah. Right. Thanks.
We have no comment. You use the word Jewy
that often that you have to teach your electronics the word Jewy.
Hold on. No, I use the word Jewy so often that it was the first time on Christmas when I was calling my friend Jewy that I noticed that I could click add to dictionary. So actually, no. It was the first time. Just a few days ago.
God damn
it.
That's a good argument. And then you got a lot of use out of it in the following days, didn't you?
Objection! Objection!
Order!
Objection!
Order! All right, go ahead.
Objection! The prosecution will please curb.
Stop banging your wooden dick. Let him talk.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Later on,
this
curb the attitude.
Later on, the same day, had brunch with Jewish lesbians today. That was not very Christian of me.
That's not that
it's
bad.
It's on Christmas.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
No,
I advise my client to keep quiet and listen.
A lot of Jew talk.
Question.
A lot of Jew talk on the same day.
It's Christmas.
Who the fuck else is gonna have brunch with you that's not your family
all,
on Christmas? Only a Jew was kind enough and free enough
he's
to
a
do
trans-
that.
It was also a lesbian. It was a lesbian
listen,
comment.
Hang on, stop. Shut you put the gavel in your mouth. Put that in your mouth. I don't want you talking. You'll have your chance.
Man.
All right,
okay, go ahead.
And then the closer within 24 hours of the first Jew comment was, quote, I just murdered that crowd of Jews is not the best way to describe doing well on a Christmas comedy show. And I'm just saying, all this shit in a row.
Wait a minute, stop.
It's
no.
A lot of Jew. It's
no.
A lot of Jew talk.
Wait a minute.
That's
no.
A funny tweet, motherfucker.
No, as a fucking owner of a comedy club, one of the best comedy clubs.
You always say one of. No. It's
the best.
It's the best.
No, I got this.
I agree.
It's the best comedy club in the world.
Thank you, Corporate
Robert
Dan.
He knows.
You are the best comedy club.
Okay.
You are. Okay. Now.
Objection. Have you been to Skidmarks in Buffalo?
Here. Order. So you, as a comedy club owner, do you think that last one's funny? Let me read it again. But let's read it in Lewis's voice, not the Jew guy voice.
Here we go.
Okay. Let's, Lewis, you read it.
All right, I'll read
it. Lewis,
right,
you
right.
Read it. Ready? Now, clear. I want you to hear this in the voice that it was meant to be heard.
I advise against this very much as your legal counsel.
Go ahead.
I just murdered that crowd of Jews is not the best way to describe doing well.
Can you stop for a second? Can you not
you don't
read
talk
it?
Like that.
You don't talk like that, you moron. Like
sorry, fucking.
But he reads like that. He reads
no,
like
you don't
that.
Talk like that either.
Well,
Justin,
I
you do.
I want
to say exterminated.
Justin, in my voice. Can I do it in Justin's voice?
Justin, stop. Everybody, shut up.
I got it.
Justin, read it in his voice.
Where is it?
On the left column.
I just murdered that crowd of Jews is not the best way to describe doing well on a Christmas comedy show.
I think that's damn funny.
I think it's a good tweet.
As your legal counsel.
First of all, it doesn't bother me. I think he's never going to work the club now because you really got me all riled up. I don't see anything.
Oh,
Jew on Jew crime. Jew on Jew crime. Jew on Jew crime.
I think that kind of
I would say
victory.
The whole thing was blown out of proportion. I'm just saying, all I said was there was a lot of Jew talk on your Facebook.
And it was three
and
funny
I found,
tweets.
Okay. I
three funny
that it was
tweets.
Three. It was
what,
three
what is he being presumed guilty of so we can
too
decide
too much fucking
it.
Jew talk
no,
on
you
the
said
Facebook
not funny.
Okay,
you not
funny. I don't think any of them are that funny.
Has the jury, Noam and Justin come...
What is he being charged on? Not being funny or that he's
both.
A racist?
He wrote
too
racist
much,
not and
funny
not
Jew
being
talk.
Funny.
Too much Jew without being funny enough.
Now, yeah. As...
It's not a crime.
Listen.
Well,
you're out of order.
I have to say, I mean, I think not enough funny. A lot of Jew talking, not enough funny.
Yeah.
Can we take all three together?
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
I agree. Not even a giggle, but
does this hurt his chances of getting an audition here?
I would not consider it anti-Semitic.
Hold on. I demand a a retrial from two jury members who haven't spent their entire adult lives in comedy clubs listening to comedy. If we get two regular schmucks, no thing attended, off the streets, they may think this is hilarious.
Yeah. And by the way, that last one got like 25 retweets.
I want you guys
25 retweets
on the last one. Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
All right, right now, you guys listening right now,
KKK.
I want email.
Guys, put it on the Aryan side.
I'm just saying,
guys, killing it.
Email,
it's a machine.
Shut up. Email YKW. Ow. I just hit myself with a wooden dick in the head. Email YKWD at riotcast.com if you think Lewis is guilty and if you think Lewis is innocent or innocent. YKWD at riotcast.com. And Lewis, if you are found guilty of this, you will be purged from this show.
I just want to say,
nobody should tell Esty about the tweets, though, honestly, because she has no sense of humor about these things.
Yeah, because her family had to walk through fucking Poland to get out of where?
She
always, where did all this place take
she
place?
She blows that out of proportion. But
her family was in. That's not fucking. If Lewis said that, you'd fucking your hands.
Oh, Lewis is fucking shit.
Your little hands would go up, Lewis. your little thick glasses would fog up with anger.
We've all had, most Jews have some Holocaust in their past, but Essie just, she doesn't like. My father could laugh at a good Holocaust joke, you know.
My grandma is a Holocaust survivor, and she laughs her ass off at an Holocaust joke.
Yeah. How did really? Mm. Now, what's a good Holocaust joke?
There's a ton of them. I mean,
do you have
you know, that's actually. If
I just named three.
Mel Brooks' career.
Yeah,
murder is not the right word.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know what? By the way, when I tweeted it, I said Slade.
That's even worse. Exterminated or annihilated.
Gassed.
Yeah, powdered down first.
I've heard that people love.
I played for Jews. I was a gas, something like that.
Yeah, see, that's how you punch up a joke.
It was hot as an oven in there with all those Jews.
Yeah. Hey. You're all good.
Oh shit! Sorry, too much.
Bobby's really enjoying this.
I've heard they really do love like Holocaust jokes in Israel. Just like kind of, it's like the undercurrent of American comedy is like racial stuff because that's like the background, the dark history of America.
What, dark what?
The dark
what
history.
Whoa!
Don't use this opportunity to give your comedy philosophy. Is that what we're doing?
Uh-oh.
No, he
sorry,
was just
I
making...
think about these things. I'm kind of a professional comedian. That's what I do.
I think too.
Is that a dog walk?
Yeah, tell me your dog philosophy, and I'll tell you my comedy philosophy.
You know what? Jew on Jew cry.
You can read my book. You can read my book on that.
You can watch my act on that.
I will. I have a lot of respect and love for Louis, by the way.
And now we know that Justin has a book.
I feel like
that he didn't write.
Eight months away.
Sutter and I are the only two that didn't beef this whole time. We had Louis versus Justin, Louis versus Louis, Bobby versus everyone.
Everyone.
Well, yeah, but fucking nobody, he doesn't beef with anybody.
That's true.
Swedish Dan.
Yeah, he's a neutral
Swedish
douchebag.
I think Switzerland.
Let me tell you something.
Sweden was neutral too, Joe.
Hey, Dan, guess what?
No, they weren't.
Sweden was just as neutral.
Dan, guess what? God hates neutral people. Hang on. My God hates
I thought you went to
people.
Jewish camp.
Uh-huh. My God is Lenny Bruce.
Nice.
Wow.
Silence.
Wow. Take that.
Joke, no,
all right, listen. So, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have dog problems.
I don't like the way you described how I was doing before the show.
What were you doing?
You were like struggling. I feel like I was like I got past
you,
at the cellar.
No,
I was doing. I was
you
right
weren't.
On course of where I was supposed to be at
First
my time.
How long
comedy.
Have we known each other?
How long
have
we known?
How
each
long
other?
Are you doing comedy?
Well, hold on, time out. Let me say something. Before Justin got the show, Justin would say he was in comedy for 5 or 6 years. Then after he got the show,
no,
he went out. You said on record 12 years on a fucking TV
no,
show.
I
saw an interview. Yes, you did.
No,
wow.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I
you
didn't.
Know what? First of all, I don't believe
no,
you
I
because you said shit to me and you're like, I didn't say that. And you did say it.
I don't want
so how
I
can
didn't.
You believe you?
Let's have another trial.
Yeah. Listen,
I don't lose this feeling.
First of all, Justin, you weren't making.
I was right, but
Justin,
I was doing. No, I
Justin,
was making. I was
shut
doing.
Your face.
I was right on course
shut
to where I'm supposed
face.
To be.
What I'm saying is, and I didn't mean it as an insult, but you're a fucking idiot, so you took it as one. I meant it as. Look, I make a living. I pay my mortgage and
without
all my
doubt.
Bills with comedy. That's it. I don't walk dogs. I don't fucking babysit. I don't fucking cut flowers with
right.
other Mexicans. Okay.
Whoa, bro, I love that job.
Listen, what I was saying is that you were an up and com- what you want up and comer thrown in. You
I did not.
Asshole?
I just felt like I was right on course of where I was supposed to be with the amount of time doing it.
No, Justin, you told me you quit comedy a month before
first of all,
that show.
I swear to God,
that's true.
Hang on one second. No. Here's the deal, Justin. I got passed to the cellar,
right.
And I worked here ever since. Okay, right. I worked week. I went from fucking the weekdays. Every single night of the week I was on the show, and then I went to weekends, and now I'm here all the fucking time. Right. You were here once in a while. Let's not get carried away with passed at the cellar. You barely passed at the cellar. You worked here once in a while.
Listen,
okay?
He left all the funny comics behind. I think that's an accomplishment. No?
Get leave. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I know this is your house. Beat it.
Why am I beating
Phil? You think Phil,
get
on.
The Jew out. Why are we banishing
I'm
going
to take the other Jew out if you keep staying.
Is that because it...
Because he used the word banish.
I'm not sure you understood what I meant. Like, I was kind of... never mind. I'm just saying... You know,
what I'm saying is that...
I liked up and coming.
He let all
I liked up and coming.
I didn't...
It made
look
me feel
it,
better.
Look,
it
you were
definitely
definitely up and coming, dude.
That's
you
know, all. That's all. I like
there
that.
You go.
From the place where you were before the show to the place where you were after the show...
You went from late nights at the cellar to having your own show on a network channel in primetime. It was a compliment, you fucking dipshit with a bum chin.
No, it wasn't a compliment, Robert.
What the
tell
fuck?
Tell him that he was not really funny before he hit the show.
I never said that.
That's just what you said.
That's not what I'm saying.
What do you mean? You got past the cellar and you were there all the time, and he was barely at the cellar. What reason was there
you
for that?
You cannot get past the cellar. You're saying your club passes unfunny people. Is that what you're saying?
You were saying.
Are you saying that the cellar passes unfunny people? Is that what you're saying on record? Are you saying that on record?
Did we pass Justin?
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Home is on fire. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, shit, so long as they're Jewish.
Oh, good God. I'm not getting that quote. That's why I let you know, Noam. I didn't clap. I didn't cheer.
Noam is free.
Where would you rate yourself as where you were, like, as a comic?
Like a up and coming, like young comic, like making his way through the clubs in the city.
How old are you?
Making your way in the world today.
Can you say that? Wait a minute. Look at listen.
Can
how Hollywood.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask one more question?
How Hollywood Justin is. I went. How old are you?
Say,
and he panicked.
Young comic.
He panicked.
Young comic.
Justin can't say how old he is because they told him not to.
Right,
okay. This is the only way. This is,
You're not 36. I don't get
you're not 36.
How old am I?
Show me your license. Give me a license right now.
Take out your dick. We'll count the rings.
Let me see your license. 36.
Robert, can I ask him
what year were you born?
76.
Let me see your license.
76.
Let me see your license.
Wait, go ahead.
Can I ask him a question?
He's lying.
Okay. How old do you think I am?
You just hand me your license.
Why would you think?
Well, I'm 42, 1970.
But
why
would you think I was older than 36?
I don't know.
Because you won't hand him your license.
July 30th. I was going to hand him your license. July 30th, 1976.
Let me see your license.
No problem. But why would you think
that
I'm under 36?
Just show me your license.
Why would you think I'm over 36?
Just show me the license. Just give it to me.
I want to know why you think that.
You fucking ninny poop. Give me your license.
Can I ask him a question?
Yes.
Okay, among the comics that were working in the clubs.
It's your house.
No, but Justin, pay attention now. Among the comics who were working at the club at the time that you were just on schedule to where you were supposed to be as a comic, who would you rate, like if we had to rank the comics, who would you rate in the same league as you were in terms
of
like,
that's a good question.
At the time.
First of all, 1970 he was born. I saw the
who
license.
Is it?
Yeah, I want to know in your estimation, what are the who were your comic peers? Like, if SD was doing a lineup, like she'd put you and this person in the same league.
I'm sorry, it was like me, Sam Morrell, the other guys that had passed right around that time.
It's a hard question.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's like the other guys who just passed around the time were getting. Who was else getting like those sort of late night spots?
I'll tell you
like
who
me,
wasn't.
Meet Soder.
You were as funny as Dan.
Yeah, I think we're in the same. I think we're in the same sort of
comedy
wheelhouse.
Class?
We're in the same wheelhouse. I think that's pretty accurate.
I would agree with that.
Schultz, maybe.
I would agree with that.
I don't know. Schultz was just after, so I would say like
Andrew Schultz. Yeah,
was just after.
I would say Andrew Schultz and you and yeah. But here's the point. My point was I was complimenting you saying that you went from late nights at the cellar,
right.
Which is look a prestigious thing for anybody to get. Look, there's comics. All comics dream about playing at the cellar.
This is where I dreamed about playing.
Abso-fucking-lutely. That's no small feat. to be playing at the Cellar. You get past the Cellar, you're in the fucking league.
Speaking of small feet, Louis, take your shoes off.
Those are small hands.
Fucking they killing
have,
it tonight.
They have huge hairy feet. But you went from that to having a network show. There's a lot. You have to tweet different. You have to Facebook different. You can't just say random shit. You're comedy. You can't. A lot of people get taken down. Network. People are watching your Twitter.
Dude, he
account
made
now.
Me. I tweeted at him because he posted a picture. He was like, "The reason I love life," and it was a picture of a dog. But right in the background, there was a shirtless dude.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. And it was a guy. Like that's not what I said.
No, it was a dude with a dog, but he had
a
shirt.
That's not
off.
Even what I said.
What did you say?
I said, "This made me happy today."
Yeah, and it was a shirtless dude. And then I tweeted, "What?"
It was a dude meditating,
and he called me to tell me to take it down.
Here's the deal, though: is I understand this. I don't. I know that we're comics, and you're supposed to be funny. I get it. He's got a shot at having his show on network TV, having his dreams come true, something that he's good at, and he's going to make a lot of money, and a lot of if the show's a hit. A lot of people are going to make money. People are going to pay their mortgages as far as producers and PAs and his assistants and blah, blah, blah. If it goes on and on, and we might benefit from it too because he comes to the Cellar with the show or he brings us on.
I'm just looking.
Did you see his face?
I made the same face.
No, I was like, we're doing fine. No, I was like, yeah, we're doing good.
You wouldn't want, CBS to come down here and be on national TV?
Oh, you know,
TV?
Maybe he's got it on FX on Louis. Every
What's the question?
You wouldn't want CBS to come down here and film a show, his show here?
Would I want them to?
CBS, yeah, the network, the one of the
I tried to do
the
it.
The number
tried
one
to do
network
it.
On TV right now.
Yeah, I would want that.
Of course you would.
But they're bringing so don't dogs make a face. In the club.
But I don't see how it would benefit. I don't see
no,
how it
they do little
you.
Bits I didn't, of my. They do.
I didn't
little
say.
Bits of
I didn't fucking
I
pitch the segment. I'm saying that he comes down with the show.
You're out of order.
He's making a bigger point. He's making a bigger point
my
about
point
the tweeting.
My point is that it's you gotta. You have to be careful. You have to change your whole format because now you have a whole new fan base that don't know comedy. Don't know busting balls, doesn't know about all the shit that we do that's right. funny. That would have been funny, you know, maybe a year ago.
So someone in our sort of group made a comment that they made like a
your group, not my group.
He did,
totally
it, he did
group.
It again. He's trying to
comedy club owners. Yeah. They made a comment they're trying to be funny when Cesar Millan was going through his like he had like a suicide he was admitting
Are you
that
kidding
he,
me?
He got severely depressed after his breakup, after his divorce with his wife. And
really?
Said, did the reason
because somebody
the
compared
dog
him to Justin.
Try to commit suicide because there's a.
Can you stop doing that with your thumb? We get it.
Because there's a.
Stop doing the
younger,
texting with the phone.
Because there's a younger, hipper version of him, and I was like, dude, take that shit the fuck down. Like, first of all, you don't know my relationship with him, and it's like,
do
what
you
the
know
fuck
him?
Are you doing?
Do you know him now?
I mean, my relationship with him in terms of like, you know.
Having sex?
Both of us being on TV and working with dogs. You know what I'm saying? It's not your place to say that. What the fuck are you... And that's like... And then if you own a comedy club and I perform there and you say that, it's almost like you represent what I'm... That's my opinion. Look, I'm not going to say who said it, but it's like, take that shit the fuck down.
Well, here's
the thing.
It
pissed me off.
Look, man, somebody... You know, when I was... Look, people from USA Network, people from FX, as soon as I did those pilots... Now we're going to do a travel channel. They're going to be looking at your tweets. They start following you. And they don't. I get stuff all the time like, why are your fans so fucking mean? It's like they don't get it. They don't understand it. That's why I say put a smiley face or something at the end of it so that I know you're my fan. You're not just a fucking asshole. Mm. And other people will understand that, oh, okay, they love him. They're just busting his balls. There's got to be some way to know that these people are just kidding. They're not just fucking evil assholes. Right. And I can't tweet out... I got to be very careful what I tweet out because that could... If I have a show that's going on Travel Channel and I tweet out some racist shit like Lewis, honest to God, and I've had talks with you about this before, that if you want to get a TV show with your MMA, FX is going to look at your Facebook and see Jewish remarks. They're going to go, goodbye.
How much you
want to
bet those are erased by... 9 o'clock tonight.
Well, that I
really?
Said.
I'm a real dude.
Well, here's the dude. That's what
real
I said.
Ass dude.
Here's what I said to him. I go, dude, if that's who you are, you want to commit to it, go ahead. But how are we going to get sponsors for your show if you're fucking throwing that shit out?
Guys,
there?
Go to RonanAthletics.com.
Right.
Sorry, anyway.
No, seriously. He got sponsors that love his show and don't care about it, and they hate Jews. But but I mean, it was a big jump for you in like a really short.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that you built up for years and years and years. You went from here to here very fast, and now you're waiting for the season 2 maybe to be picked up.
Right.
How long have you been waiting?
when did this, like 4 months, then they don't know what, it's just on the shelf right now. They don't know what they want to do with it.
My fucking, mine's been on the shelf for 3 months.
And they haven't canceled it.
No, they haven't canceled it. They haven't said anything. They got a new
script.
And
they don't know because they're sitting, they haven't, they're at the decision making process.
It's the worst.
Everything.
Limbo is the worst.
You're like just in the hallway and everyone's like, oh, what's going on? It's like,
One second you're sitting there thinking about like a new house you could possibly buy and all the great stuff and a good Christmas and all the, and then on the second next thing you're like, oh fuck, I got nothing.
I can tell you whether you're going to get picked up or not. What was the trend from your first weeks to your last weeks in the first season? Did it go up or down?
It goes like this. It goes up, then it goes down, then it finds its honey spot right in the middle. So it found a honey spot right in the middle. It did what it was supposed to do. It did better than expected. So that's good. It didn't.
There was
do,
no trend. It leveled off and it just stayed that way.
It leveled off and it found its audience at the third episode, which is what shows normally do. So which is good.
And then
it did well.
And then stayed.
And then
there.
It stayed there. And then then the Olympic trial things that affect it are like the Olympic trials went up. So it was
it's
like
so funny. It's like when you headline it on the road and nobody shows up. There's always dude, fucking dude. The Seahawks are in town. I mean, dude, the Cotton Candy Festival. Just, that's a big thing around here, dude. Cotton candy.
Every season too. It's like December. It's like, oh, people are spending too much money on Christmas. Oh, summer. Everyone wants to go outside in summer. It's like every season has another reason why no one's showing up.
It's raining outside. The weather's so nice. People don't want to go inside. Side. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
right.
They have a million reasons.
It's too cold for people to watch comedy. It's too hot for people to watch. It's fire. It's ridiculous. But when do you think you'll find out?
I think by the end of this month, I'll either find out if they. Here's the annoying thing: they can just decide. They can green light it, or they could say, we're gonna renew. We're gonna re up your option, and then keep you on the shelf longer, which is good and bad because it's like, oh, we're still considering
you
this
get
kind
paid,
of thing.
Right?
But it's like,
look, here's the thing: you love dogs, right?
Love them.
You love working with
dogs. I love
dogs.
Working with them.
So
I can do that no matter where.
But you'll be able to do it now for way more money.
Yes, I do.
Your business is fucking exploded.
Doing very well.
And your pussy has gone through the fucking roof.
He always got a lot of pussy.
Yeah,
he did.
That's kind of how he got past it. The cellar. That's the story.
What?
I can't talk about it.
I know that story.
What the fuck?
Nobody better talk about it.
What?
What the fuck? That, no,
dude,
you know
why'd
you
put us on the lurch?
I will tell you, but not under the microphone.
Well, what the fuck did you say it on the microphone for?
So Justin started for now.
Everybody pull the mics away.
Just talk away from the mics. No, because...
No, I was kidding. You fucking... Are you that dumb? Can you please take that fucking law degree off the wall? I want to smash it over Dumb Dumb's head. What the fuck is that? Listen...
Yep.
Your pussy hasn't gone through the roof. You haven't got better pussy.
Honestly, can I be honest with you? It's like
I hope
people
so.
Are like, people
I
like
hope you
you're
lie.
On TV, you had six
like
episodes.
Like you did about
like,
before.
Like women are just like coming and throwing it at you because you have like six episodes. First of all, who's my audience? Like family show, 8 o'clock on primetime. So it's like a family show. So like, what do you think?
Lonely
like,
chicks with fucking shih tzus
no,
in New York City.
You know what? If anything that helps, it's like if people recognize you, it's like it helps your introduction and your rap with someone. But it's not like people just run. It's not like
that's
I'm
not
like,
true,
I'm not
dude.
John Mayer. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're like, oh my God.
No,
I'm not DiCaprio.
This is why you're wrong because girls will fuck you if they just think you're a little bit important. Just like being a comic, girls will just throw it at you, period. That's that.
No. Lou,
so
wrong
if you have a
that.
TV show, I'm not wrong about that.
You're wrong.
He is wrong about that.
You don't
you're wrong about that. He's right about that.
I'm right about that.
He's right about that. He's not even funny, and he got pussy.
Oh, come on.
Natterman was getting a hand job in the Olive Tree last week.
Really?
When?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that, or is that another fucking zinger you're not going to
ask your doctor about hand jobs? Shouldn't my doctor know about hand jobs?
There was a hot chick trying to give Natterman a hand job in the Olive Tree, and Natterman stopped her, actually.
Where?
At the table right to left.
I'm gonna start calling him Natter Woman.
What night was this?
Did he have? Like was his cock out?
I couldn't see. I think it was over the pants. He got mad.
You leave the beer here, dummy. You fucking Puerto Rican. Don't. It's not a barbecue.
I gotta take the beer with
me. It's not a barbecue. It's not an outhouse you're going to. It's a real bathroom.
Shit, because I'm gonna take my beer to pee.
Just go. You know he's gonna try to pee in the bottle. What? Do you have to go?
No.
He was asking how long the podcast was. I said typically 2 hours.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you got to leave?
No, I'm good.
All right, then shut your face.
Talking about Natterman getting his dick played with.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He said it was disrespectful or something to the place, and that's why he didn't do
was
it.
Was his dick out, though, or was it over the pants, the khakis that he wears?
I think that wasn't out, but she wanted to reach in his pants and do it.
Oh, he should have let that happen.
He wouldn't do it.
Who was this girl?
It was a pretty. I don't say she was a pretty good looking woman.
Does she come here a lot? Has she been here before?
She's been here before.
Bobby's like, has she seen me perform?
That's the saddest thing in the world is that I can't. It's done. I'll never, ever have another girl touch my cock unless I divorce my fucking wife.
Really?
What?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, on the podcast. Really? What the fuck is wrong with you? Well, I mean, really? What's wrong with you? What the fuck? Have you done one of these? Don't you have your own show? No, Gnome. I'm going to go get a fucking blowjob tonight with Joe List.
I'm getting sucked off after sets.
Yeah. I'm going to cut a hole right in my mouth on my fucking cardboard cutout. I'm going to have Joe blow me. Yeah.
So your own dick is coming through the cardboard your mouth and he's sucking it off?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's really weird.
That's fucking very weird.
I like
right?
that kind of shit.
Yeah, my dick is coming through my mouth.
What would Alan say about
this? Milk all over it.
Well, you know, I mean, it's pretty weird.
Know, maybe you don't
let me ask you that question. If you had to bet your life one way or the other, and the answer, you'll die if you get the wrong answer. Do you think until the day you die, another woman will ever touch your dick?
Yes.
There you go. You're honest.
Doctor.
You said another woman. What?
Another woman touch your dick. So it could be a female doctor, like Joe List said.
It could be a doctor. It could be. Yeah. What if you have a daughter? She might.
What if Dawn.
That didn't matter sexually.
What if Dawn mysteriously dies on a fucking Aruba trip?
Hey, that's not the place you want to bring up what with
if,
missing.
What if we're on a cruise ship and accidentally we can't find her when we get to fucking Puerto Vallarta?
Happens.
This has sounded like premeditated murder.
Can you understand though if this actually might Dawn actually falls overboard and we can't find her and they use this shit against me? Yeah. Oh, that would
if
suck.
If I'm a character witness, I'll fold.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I'd be like, I don't know, maybe he was planning it. I don't, Bobby, I'm sorry.
Why? You're married. Do you think a woman's gonna ever touch your penis again?
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Do you have an agreement, like an arrangement?
I know, it's Joe the
truth.
No,
he's married to a fucking Puerto Rican. There's no arrangement. Yeah, the arrangement is if you let a girl touch your cock, I'm cutting it off. And I'm going to kill her.
Lewis, what the fuck are you doing?
I feel uncomfortable with Gnome standing above me, so I'm going to stand too.
You are the most insecure.
I don't have a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dummy. Why don't you give Gnome your chair?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, let him stand. Listen, what is wrong with you, Jew hater?
My new nickname.
So anyways, I have a problem. I really wanted to get to this other thing, but I have a problem. Here's my problem, Justin. I want you to help me. Because I heard you fucking went over Lewis's house with his fucking crazy dog.
Oh, yeah.
And within one session, you had this dog under control.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy to me.
My dog, like every time you're eating, he'll fucking try to attack you while you're eating.
Right.
And fucking Justin came over and he showed me some tricks. We worked with him for like an hour. And this is me having Chinese food with him.
This is radio, so they're not going to be able to see that. So
no,
just
I'm going to show you, Bob.
Explain it. I know it. That's why I'm talking about
it. I was going to show you
verbally.
Yeah.
So anyways, listen. Yeah. The show's going to die if we're watching videos, dumb.
It's not a video.
Oh, it's just
a picture.
All right. Anyways.
That's him sitting down while
so
I'm eating
Justin,
Chinese food.
All right. Shut up. Listen, Justin.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I'm having a baby.
Okay. Cool.
Looks like pretty soon.
He says, cool. Not me.
There we go. Liz has been in the bullpen all day.
Joe, throwing some fucking hate. Liz comes in. He's the fucking truth, baby.
I'm like 12 in my last 12. I'm not going to lie.
Joe the truth, Liz.
I don't know how I still have this. Because no one else is making jokes. That's why I've had the bandana since the 70s.
Well, thank God you're here. Since Justin was born. Wow.
There you go.
That was funny,
I thought that was good.
I'm having this baby, which congratulations, you know, whatever.
Congratulations, Justin. Bob.
Yeah, thanks, man. Oh, fucking Hollywood. He went. That's very nice.
I do love that.
Who
you
are
keep
you?
Calling him Hollywood.
Who I? I
the
hope
show
you,
is called Dogs.
I hope
in
your
the
show
city.
Gets canceled. You learn a lesson.
That's like me saying, I hope the baby comes out retarded. Do not say
that's
that.
That's way different.
You can't do that.
That's way different. Level. What are you
way
talking
different.
About?
You can recover from a retarded baby.
I fucking love Joe List.
I do. All right, listen. So now we have these dogs that have slept in the bed with us. Now
What kind are they?
Shih Tzu and Silky Terrier.
Okay.
And they've slept in the bed with us for 12 years.
They're 12 years old, these dogs?
That bums me out. Because earlier you said Silky Terrier.
You thought it was an awesome reference?
I thought you just made it up. I was like, that's the funniest shit you've ever said.
But now you have
Now it just finds out that that's just the dog you have.
I'm sorry. I used a reference that I knew. Isn't that what you do?
I know, I'm just saying I'm a little disappointed.
You think I just whipped Silky Terrier out?
I did think that.
Right,
that was high-level comedy if you just whipped Silky Terrier
Now I got to rewind and change my reaction.
You know what? You didn't on air. All right, you could have done that in your head.
Good point.
Now you make me feel shitty. All right, so I have.
Do we all hate each other? Is that what's happening?
No.
I love.
I'm bummed out.
Very much.
Shut up.
Most of you.
I have these dogs that sleep in the bed. Uh-huh. Now we're gonna have a baby, and I gotta get them out of the bed. They can't stay in the bed.
Right.
You don't want ass dog asshole and fucking piss foot in the bed.
All right.
Where the baby's gonna be?
If I find out that dog's name is piss foot, I'm gonna be upset.
I love Joe List. He's literally one of my favorite people to ever have on this fucking show. Listen to me.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to do? I have a doggy house, like the one that both of them fit in.
I understand.
But, I mean, I don't care. Like, I can disconnect from the dog. It's a dog. Throw it in the fucking thing. Fuck you.
No, you don't have to do that. It's not so black and white. Will they not sleep in the bed also? Do they know?
They've never not slept in the bed.
Have you ever tried to get them to not sleep in the bed? Do they freak out?
No, I mean, they look sad as shit.
All right. So you gotta sort of blend it in a little bit.
You got to put them down.
Is that the Puerto Rican? That's the Puerto Rican dog whisperer. Fucking kill it.
We have two poodles, and we let them continue to sleep in the bed after the baby was
born.
Can
you let dogs sleep in the bed with the baby?
My dog can't sleep in the bed.
You've got to be aware.
You're going to put your baby in the bed? You're not going to put him in a crib?
Hang on.
We're going through that right now. This exact same thing. My dog sleeps in my bed every
night.
Hang on
1 second. Hang on. First of all, just let me say this. Your dogs are way smaller than my dogs. You have little teacup poodles. My dogs are like 20 pound dogs.
Here's what you want. There's no absolutes. Like, should you be?
Are
able
you
to
leaving?
Get... Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
buddy.
Gotta go, buddy.
Yeah, you don't have to sneak out. You can say goodbye.
Bye, Louie Katz.
Thanks for being on the show, man.
What's your Twitter?
Twitter.com/LOUISKATZ.
What? Who does
Full
that?
Spelling.
You just say at.
Yeah, what?
Just say
at Louie Katz.
Whatever, man. I'm not very good at Twitter. Did you just fucking throw up in the bathroom?
Do you have a website?
At Sensitive Jew.
http://.
That was a good one.
LouieKatzComedy.com. Get my album, If These Balls Could Talk, and you can listen to it on Spotify for free if you want to.
Awesome. But why did you tell him to buy the fucking album?
Why are you doing a blues musician leaving? All right. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, why are you the worst promoter ever
for
yourself?
Did you just take heroin in the bathroom? What's wrong with you?
I'm about to miss my set downstairs. I got to go.
Go.
Am I on, too?
It's almost 8, yeah.
What am I on?
I don't know when you're on. What time's your spot?
Are you first?
I'm at 8:05.
God, you early show, guys.
Okay, finish skewering Justin, though, before we end the show.
What time is it?
Go ahead.
I can bring it up on my phone. You keep talking.
All right, go ahead. Thank you, Kelly.
Call me that again. Yeah, I will.
Bob, I can bring it up on my phone.
There's no, like, shouldn't, you don't want to think about black and whites like that.
Blacks are better than, go ahead.
My dogs sleep in the bed. When I ask them to get out, they get out. So you want to be able to have the option of doing both, and then you'll make those decisions as you want to make those decisions. So you want to be able to have choice.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you don't have choice if it's like, my dogs have always slept in bed and then they can't. But you can, the whole, like, you know, you could teach an old dog new tricks. Absolutely. There's ways to do, like, positive reinforcement to get it so that the dogs will happily sit there while you guys are sleeping. The same way as Lewis's dog, like, Sport is not going crazy while he's sitting on that blanket and you're showing him food. So I'll come over and I'll...
Fuck my wife?
I'll take my dick out.
I'll come over and I'll work on that with you.
What?
You're after Louis.
Okay, great.
Because I assume he's filming it.
I'll work on that with you.
The second person.
All right, cool. But yeah, can I have them sleep in the bed?
Yes.
That's up to you. You're the father.
I know,
but I'm...
It's not a health hazard.
I don't call myself the father. I'm the alpha male.
You're the alpha male.
Okay. I'm the pack leader.
I don't think in terms of pack hierarchy,
because
I don't.
Because that what he does.
Who?
The guy who tried to kill himself.
That's why he thought you were the new pack leader.
You don't believe in packs.
It's not that I don't believe in them. That's not sort of the paradigm that I follow. It's another big word. I don't follow the paradigm of alpha. I don't.
Really?
No, there's aspects of that, but for me it's not the end all be all.
If I wanted to, I could let my dogs I'm laughing because I feel Joe List's presence just staring at me like, when is the funny happening?
Joe looks
like the kid from the Radiohead video, that
you,
cartoon.
Listen.
What I'm saying, I could let the dog, if I wanted to, let the dog sleep in the bed, and it's not going to harm the baby. It's not going to be bad for the baby.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't know your dogs. I don't know how your dog's going to be reacting to the baby. Like, I have pit bulls that I have around infants, and they are perfectly well behaved.
Because of you.
Because my dogs just happen to be very well behaved around kids, and then I know people who have little dogs. You would think this dog can hurt a baby, but they're very vicious. They're very not very vicious, but they're very aggressive in their play style with the baby. Even if they don't mean harm, like Lewis's dog Sport, jumped in the crib, and like his play energy is so excitable.
Yeah, we can't have
that,
him in the bedroom
that he would
he'll
hurt
jump
the baby.
In the crib and he'll start licking.
You know,
I
was over the other day. This dog is so interested in this baby, but he doesn't know how to control. He doesn't have any impulse control.
Right.
So it's not like the dog wants to hurt the baby, but how much does it take to hurt a baby? Just one, you know, they have sharp nails, one scrape on the face, and it's like, that's bad.
Solution? My they're called nails, aren't they, claws or something? Anyway, my dogs would not go anywhere near the baby for months. They would go to the other side of the bed. It was a very strange reaction. They had no interest in that. I mean, they were put off by the baby.
Right. There's different animals have different reactions toward babies. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I'll come over and we'll work on that. I got
to
see it.
I would like you to come over and work on it. And I'm glad that we worked through our issues today. I feel like
I think you misunderstood. I would never.
I love you, Justin.
I love you too. I would never.
I'm very I'm very happy for you. I'm really happy. I love when people out of the blue, fucking get a shot. I really do, because you know, there's people in this business that you know they're gonna make it. Call them climbers or
you
whatever.
Weren't one of them.
Well, no, seriously, no. I don't think. I think all of us have an opportunity, and we're all working towards it. But there's some people that you know. They're just as soon as they get in the business, they're touched. Fucking, you know. I mean, Soda, you're one of them. No. People hate you because of your success.
What?
So I'm kidding.
that is not why I hate him.
But I mean, there's some people that you know. Just okay, kidding. These people. You know, there's a bunch of people that we're trying hard and we're working and we're progressing, just like any other job.
Yeah,
and
you
keep, every year is better and better. And I love when people out of the blue just get something like a fucking dream gig. Where you're all of a sudden you went from, you know, doing shows, hustling like the rest of us. Now you're on network TV doing what you love doing. I love that shit. You went from how many followers on Twitter to, 100,000 now?
Or? Not remotely.
Like 6,000.
7,000. It's so funny.
Forget what I just said. Forget what I just said. Jesus Christ. What kind of show are you on?
Soda's got more listeners off this podcast.
Close.
Jesus
damn close.
Christ. I really fucking, what the fuck lie, dude?
It's a very niche thing, being a gay dog walker. It's not that many people that are into it.
Guys,
I liked it.
Thanks, Bob.
But I'm glad, man. I hope they pick up your show.
I hope so too. I appreciate it.
You're gonna come on. You're gonna come to my house. You're gonna help me with the dogs.
Definitely.
And then will you come back on the show?
I'd love to.
All right, good.
Speaking of coming over your house,
because we gotta talk about you guys being naked in the bed together.
We didn't even get to it. So I showed up,
jerking each other off.
We didn't jerk each other off.
Speaking of going to your house, Bobby, the entire Patriots season has passed. Never got the call. That was in August. We're going to have all the Boston guys over for the Pats. I guess it's before the AFC Championship, maybe. We can go over there.
I guess I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're having a
They only had 16 games.
Yeah, but what? All right. I'm sorry.
17-week schedule.
I don't know. Maybe when they played the 49ers, you could have invited me.
Dude, if they play the 49ers, we're having a bash.
In the Super Bowl. Let's not have Soda over there.
No, I won't be over there.
Yeah, you will.
Joe just said he didn't want me over there.
Well, I mean, if we win.
Yeah, Joe said we weren't beefing, and now we're beefing. You don't want me to be corporate? I won't be corporate.
He could come over after the Niners have safely been defeated.
How great would it be if we watch him fucking get defeated in my house?
We should live podcast the Niners-Patriots Super Bowl.
That's what we're doing. If the Patriots.
I don't want to do a podcast during the Super Bowl.
Why not?
I want to watch the fucking Super Bowl. If the 49ers are in it, I want to watch the Super Bowl.
We hit a nerve. We hit a nerve with Dan.
Bring up the Niners. I'll fight all of them.
We'll do a podcast in the last quarter of the Super Bowl.
No.
That's the best quarter
way
to watch.
Why?
Do you know football?
You're not getting paid. You know that, right? It's not real. Nobody gives a fuck about you. If they win or lose, your life doesn't
change. Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a dedicated fan.
Fuck Dan the fan.
You know what? Zip, zabadoo.
Louis the Jew.
Nope, that doesn't work because you already cursed me once and then you try to curse me again and now you're just cursing the Patriots. You just mirrored yourself.
You know,
I'm rubber, your glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. Let's end the podcast on that. You know what? I've had a cold podcast. I haven't felt good about my performance.
No, it's fun.
List's been killing it.
The Patriots.
Louis is stealing all the thunder with his Jew hate. I got Louis over here being an awful prosecutor. He should be convicted. He's the OJ of this podcast. He's full of hate and I'm sick of this shit. Justin's a gorgeous man. No, I love you. Joe, you're one of my best friends.
Thanks, bud.
But don't ever throw me under the bus like that again with the Niners. Bobby, you're a saint among men.
I love you.
Phil, you're gorgeous too. Right. Louis,
I love Kid. All right, I got back to corporate. Right,
we're gone. You guys, thanks for listening to the show. YKWD is over for this one. What?
Louis, the only one that plugged something?
What do you got, Joe?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. Oh, you're right. Fucking nervous, Nelly. What do you think? I don't know how this works.
A, you know I have severe anxiety issues. B,
he's anxious. Joe.
You fucking go, the show's over. Yeah, and but I'm like this, well, what about plugging? Well,
I'm doing the plugs at the end. Jesus, Joe.
All right.
Joe, what do you have to plug?
Nothing really. I got an album also on
what is it? iTunes.
So far, no good, but go to rooftopcomedy.com because I get more money that way.
Rooftopcomedy.com. What's the name of it?
So far, no good.
One of the funniest guys in the business, man.
Easily.
And great on the show. I love him. Hilarious. Joe List,
the sweetest
everybody.
Human being you'll ever meet.
And what's your Thanks, Twitter buddy. Name?
At Joe List Comedy.
Okay. Justin, what do you got?
You guys can just follow me at I Am Justin Silver.
Please follow him. He needs more followers.
He needs
Jesus Christ.
He needs 998,000 more followers or something.
Listen
shit
to me. Everybody, I want to fucking rally behind this guy. We need him to get a lot more followers, and I hope his show gets picked up.
Thank
it's
you,
on
man.
CBS.
Yep.
It's called...
Dogs in the City.
Dogs in the City with gorgeous Justin. I should
gorgeous.
Add that at
yeah.
the end.
And if people actually need, like, you know, dog stuff, you can check out my website, thelanguageofdogs.com, and the Twitter handle is at languageofdogs.
And he fucking is... email CBS. Tell them you love the show.
Yeah, you can, actually. That does
what's
help.
Email CBS. Tell them you want his show back on.
Yeah, email those Jews at CBS. And
Jesus, Louis.
Tie the bandana
really
around
funny.
Your dumb mouth.
Really, choke on it, you fucking Puerto Rican. Dan, you're last. Noam,
I'm done.
Listen to Noam's podcast. It's my favorite podcast of all right now.
I've never been on it.
I'll do it tomorrow night.
Joe, have you been on it?
What time?
I have not.
Justin, have you been on it?
No.
Justin, you want to come on?
I'm not allowed on the Comedy Cellar.
I have a lot. Actually, there was an article. I'll just tell you, there was an article. I sent it to you. I don't know if you read it, about that the average 2-year-old baby is as smart as a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to you about
that's
that.
True.
All right. So will you come on his podcast?
Yeah. I don't know if I could do it tomorrow, but I'd love to come on it.
Hollywood. All right. Louis, what do you got?
Follow me at the Juice Layer. at Louis J. Gomez. And also, I will be headlining Caroline's Tuesday night tomorrow.
Treblinka.com.
That's tomorrow, right?
What?
Headlining Caroline's tomorrow night, 7:30 show.
Guys, Thursday.
Please go support Louis.
Yeah,
Louis
support me. It's only $5 tickets. Go to carolines.com, type in the promo code breakout, and it's $5 tickets.
Please go. You guys listen.
What about your podcast?
I don't think Jews are coming at any price. You don't have to brag about the price.
I have a huge, by the way.
$5, we're still not coming.
I have.
Tempting. Tempting.
Please go check. Listen, go check out Louis Gomez. You support the show. You listen to the show. You're in the Jersey, New York area. Go to a show. Show up. Show some love for Louis. He's headlining. The more people that show up, the more times he gets the headline, and the more money he makes. And he's got a baby, so he needs it.
Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican. And listen to Noam's podcast. I got sidetracked a little bit. Live from the Comedy Cellar, riotcast.com, one of my favorite shows. Every week it gets better and
it's
better.
Great.
And Noam, you're fucking became a great host. It really did. He's fucking
Thank
funny.
Robert.
Dan Natterman's on it. Kristen's on it. And the guests he has on. He has real guests now.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking show. I'm very happy with
My
it.
Girl listens to it like regularly.
It's a great show.
It's uncomfortable.
Phil, you the photos Phil took of your
his
show.
His photos are fantastic.
You should have
him
come
me in. Around New Year's and I didn't get back to him, but his photos are fantastic. But the truth is, I'm embarrassed to ask you to come to photograph because we'll talk later on. But his photos are fantastic.
Why would you be embarrassed? Because I
don't like anybody doing something for nothing. You know, it always makes me uncomfortable.
There's one way to take care of that.
Take care of me. It's fine. I love, you know, comedy. It's an honor to be, you know, the seller. So.
But I have a WordPress site up now for livefromthetable.com.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking that I can just give you access to it and you can upload photos if you wanted.
That'd be amazing. That's an honor. Thank you.
By the way,
we can figure out some way to so that you can
So what's your...
PhilProvencio.com.
PhilProvencio.com. You need photos for anything.
He's great.
Anything.
I got to look at his photos.
They are fantastic.
Fucking believable photographer. Please, you need photos for anything.
And he's beautiful.
I'm really happy to say, too, Caroline's just gave me the go-around. They're going to get all my photos in the lounge. So they're replacing all the
ones.
That's
great.
That's awesome.
Really? Yeah.
That's really good.
All the new ones up this month. So.
Right. I want you to do my headshot.
Yeah, I want the old ones.
Yes, I'll do headshots.
I want you to do my headshot because I'm getting shit from everybody.
Lewis had a photographer while his wife was giving birth. Did you know that?
She was in the room the whole time.
Really?
For fucking 35 hours she was in there.
Did she get a picture of the head coming out?
No, but I got a lot of bloody ones.
I
got to
go. Dan Soder, what do you got?
At Dan Soder, tonight I'll be on Conan.
TBS.
Make sure you guys watch that and tweet, follow, support, retweet.
Yeah.
Everybody to watch that. I'm so proud of you, buddy. Thanks, good for buddy. You. You were waiting tables. You smelled like Mexican food.
I smell like cilantro constantly.
Yeah, you smelled like Lewis's hands a year ago. And now you're on Conan. How great is that?
That's good.
And you're actually at the Cellar all the time.
I love working
at the Cellar. Not just one night or two nights a week like Justin was.
But it's my
favorite place to...
Yeah. All right. Make sure you guys check out the riotcast.com. We have 12 of the fucking funniest podcasts, most interesting podcasts on the internet. Hammerfisting.com, Bailey J Show, Dr. Steve, Weird Medicine, Dave, E-Max Show, Jersey Jerks, Live from the Comedy Cellar, Glory Hole,
Jim Florentine
Show, My Wife Hates Me, Why You Suck in Bed. And the nerds are fucking great. Unbelievable shows. Support us by spreading the word and supporting our fucking fellow comics. Go to the shows like Lewis, Dan, Joe, Justin. Watch his show. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.